For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. We are in the studio. A lot of excitement going on. We got the polar opposite boys here. We got the guy who looks like Tom Hanks with a volleyball and the English patient over here.
We got Philadelphia Hanks.
Yeah,
we
he needs his what that
yeah,
white shit
like
on his
two
nose.
Different spectrums
two different
of gay
Hanks.
Over here. Two different spectrums of gay.
I love how Tom Hanks is in both.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm not gay.
That's so
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
He wasn't gay in the fucking in the beach one.
No, but he always had his shirt off, and he had that hobo tan that you're rocking right now.
Because of Suns Out, Guns Out. He was Suns Out in that whole movie, so he had to have the guns out. He had
no
choice.
Ari looks like the gay guy that just like got back from a parade, and I look like the gay guy that was just slightly under the weather too much to go to the parade.
Pride doesn't stop until we stop.
So I just stayed in it. I'm just going to have coffee, guys, and read. Go on without me.
Ari does look like the guy that just came out of the closet way late in his life and is just going full on gay.
It's not too late
to make up for his lack of gayness before.
I'm okay with that.
It's not too late
to do what? Come out?
Come out of the closet.
It's late. It's very late.
Try it right now.
I do know Kevin Meaney came out at 50, and it seemed really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
now that I think about it,
gay.
I'm not that far off from 50.
Should we get Chad Zumach to call in and watch him try to come to rationalization on why his team lost?
The Cleveland Cavs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's because the NBA didn't cheat this year.
Okay. Hold on.
That's definitely it. I mean, look, last year, if they cheated, they would have won in five. And this year, now that they didn't cheat, they won in five.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Oh, dude, don't even give me some. Guys.
I think the asterisk should get put in bold from last year now.
My dad just hit me up and asked me, when's the next NBA Finals game? So I told him, I don't know, Dad, but why don't you go on SeatGeek and get your tickets now?
Does he call you Simmy?
What's that?
I assume your dad calls you Simmy.
No, he's Sammy. Why
Simmy.
Would he call me Simmy?
It's some weird, you know, like ethnic thing. Hey, Simmy.
No.
Simmy. Simmy.
No,
have you ever met his dad?
Simmy, you lose to that boy in the bowling?
No, my dad
bowling?
Doesn't talk like it with
Simmy,
a hummus accent.
Hey, bro.
No, he doesn't talk like that
bro.
At all.
Hey, bro, Simmy.
No.
How you dance in your car? You need me bump him
no.
out?
No, my dad's Italian, not Armenian.
Yeah. Hey,
Simmy.
Hey, Simmy, I never tell you this, grow up. I
By
love
the
you,
way,
bro. I love
look
you,
at
bro.
This. A Led Zeppelin tribute band on SeatGeek is $93.
That's a lot of money.
For a tribute band?
I wouldn't pay that to see Led Zeppelin.
You know what? I'm not going to argue with that one. Go to SeatGeek. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. It's really easy
Juicy
to
J
use.
Juicy J is only 62.
Right? How easy is it, Tebow?
It's very easy. What did you say, Ari?
Juicy J is only 62.
I didn't hear what you
said. Yeah, how is that possible that Juicy J is only 62?
He fucks college chicks.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, just get the app, put in the promo code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you $20 off your first tickets of anything that you want.
What's that?
Big UFCs coming up. Baseball is always fun.
Could you go
you
real quick?
Cheap baseball tickets.
Go
in
down.
Here.
Morbid.
Can I use this?
No, stop. Stop. Look at Future and look at Morbid Angel. Do you think that their crowds could be more different? Like, one's going to be all chicks and the other one's going to be all guys. White, pasty, demon-worshipping dudes.
Yep.
Right?
Probably.
Yeah. Because if it wasn't for Mexican chicks, there'd be no hot chicks at metal shows anymore.
You know, and don't get me wrong, we love all Mexican people.
Oh, look
people
who
on
the cat
show.
Dragged in.
But Mexicans love Morrissey.
Fuck
Mexicans
love
how much
love music.
They love Morrissey. Like, you go see a Morrissey concert, It looks like they're just giving away green cards in there for free or something.
Well, you know,
the line outside.
You know what's so interesting? If you look at their, like, they love novellas where it's like, honey, I love you. No, you can't leave me. You're killing me. You know, they love that emotional shit.
Yep.
So go to SeatGeek. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK and bam, you can get your stuff. Easy, fun. I do it every month.
And you get $20 off of your first time you buy tickets. And I'm telling you, you'll use it a lot. Everybody uses it. Once you get it, you use it all the time.
Because it's a great way. Joan Jett.
It's a great way to just look at what's coming up, you know, in your area in the next, you know, X amount of days.
Sports,
you can put in the price.
Comedy. The put Mets it. Are at the Dodgers. I mean, everything you can get on. Korn's playing. Come on. With Yellow Wolf?
And, yep, we won't even hold that against you if that's what you're into.
I'm into that.
I mean, I like Steel Panther.
Do you?
Yeah.
You like funny. Who? Chingy?
Steel Panther. They were on there.
Steel Panther.
It's, they're funny.
They still hate me to this day. So that's it. Guys, where are you going to be? Ari Shaffir?
Well, I think that I might. I don't know where I'm going to be yet.
All right, man. That sounds
I got nothing
like.
To, I got the Joker's Cruise in November.
Oh, that'll awesome. Be fun. I saw everybody, awesome. A lot of people in there. Like a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah.
I like JF Harris a lot.
I'm going
great
to.
Great guy.
JF Harris, yeah. At the Cuyahoga Falls Funny Stop this weekend, just outside of Ohio. And then the following week, I'm at Skankfest. And then the following week after that, your homeboy is out there rocking at the Syracuse Funny Bone. And then at the end of July, I know it's way out, but I'm doing the Death Squad show with Red Band. Dean Del Rey and Ian Edwards were in Toronto.
Oh, I'm going to be on your show tonight. That's what I have going on.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun and festive.
Where you been?
Where have I been? Actually, tonight, if anybody's listening to this live, I will be at the Privateer Marketplace and Wine Bar in San Diego tonight.
That sounds real.
8 o'clock
show. That is real.
Okay. That's a long real. Title for a place.
I guess it
Privateer,
is. I've never
Long
been
Beach
there.
And orchestra.
That Twitter handle's got to be fucked.
Yeah, they've had trouble.
It is. It is. It is.
Oh, I got the worst. After he's done, I got the worst Twitter job for you.
Okay.
I'm interested in that. Let's see. I'm going to be Grand Marshal of the Mace Day Parade, celebrating 50 years of protecting women. You come, you get free mace, so that's great. Let's see. I'm at the Cellar in New York. No, I'm in a storm cellar in Newark. I'll be in a storm cellar in Newark. I will be at the dunk tank most of noon. And I'm at Farty's every morning, so suck it.
Farty's! Farty's is great. Those waitresses, they walk up to you with cocaine and just start slobbing knobs at Farty's.
Yeah, they're waitresses, of course.
They're fucking great. What's up with you?
Nothing. Am I coming tonight? To your
show? Well, last time you
I know
just
I said I would. I took a nap. To. I took a nap.
Okay, so what does that mean?
I slept through it.
Is there a nap,
a nap
schedule for tonight?
PM.
Yeah.
That sounds real.
Tuesdays, no, for real. Tuesdays, Ari, I work at 5 a.m. at the gym, and then I come straight here. So it was a rough day. I was I'm going to take a nap from like 7 to 8, and I'll head there, but I won't do that today.
Hold on. Yeah. Are you going to take a nap today?
Yeah, probably around. Like,
come on,
three.
Man.
Damn it.
I didn't do anything.
That
Aaron did a
rude.
Lot.
Shit in my mouth is what you
that
just
was
did.
Rude.
Someone talks on that later.
Yeah, not me. Ever.
Yeah, stop.
Ever.
Shit in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh,
like that's the
one.
First time.
Is Dana going to be there?
Yes.
Then I'll be there.
Okay.
Dana White?
Dana
what
White.
Dana
White
sells tickets.
What time does it start?
Do we have a breaking news at
8:30.
Yeah, it's early. I'm fucked.
8:30, right? It's an 8:30 show?
Early's better for
me. I probably won't be. If I go there, I probably won't be there till midnight.
You got my friend at the guest list? Yeah, it smells bad, right? It's a weird one.
Yeah, well, you're dying
today.
It's not weird, Ari. When you look at your asshole,
yeah,
and
yeah.
It's not weird that
aren't you wearing a shirt?
Yeah, what happened?
It was sunny out.
I thought I missed it. Oh, duh. Do you guys know him? I thought
you white trash.
I'm a little bit. I saw Randy Sklar yesterday. I just was walking by with my shirt off in like Silver Lake, and I waved to him. He kind of waved back like, "Do I know you?" And so then I thought it wasn't him, and I kind of waved again, and then he was like, "Ari. Why? You looked homeless. I thought you were homeless." I was like, "Not just your old pal, Ari. Doing better than ever.
It's your lovable skin,
Ari." Got a Netflix special coming out July 18th.
That's you walking around all the jungles of Vietnam caused this happening to you.
I gotta find a place to shoot a special.
They said, there's lots of places. They said,
thanks, dude.
There's almost as many. There's not as many places as Kobe Bryant jerseys in Los Angeles, but there's a lot of places.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. Random, but good.
In Chiang Mai, it's a city in northern Thailand. It's kind of religious inside the old city. It's walls. They're like, "But like, don't walk around here with like your shirt off. This isn't a beach town." And your people are like, okay, like that's a general. They tell travelers to do that. But they go like, think about it. It's not like New York. You wouldn't walk around with your shirt off in New York. And I'm like,
right when they said that, you just started taking your shirt off.
So they actually, like, I think I'm immune. They actually told you local customs is don't walk around with your shirt off?
Some places, like if it's a beach area and then you like walk inland, you're like, okay, you're not in the beach anymore. Put your shirt back on. These are fucking Buddhist people.
Oh. And what are they? They don't like Jewish fucking nipples?
They love it too much, I think. That's the problem.
They can't concentrate.
Yeah, it's like Native Americans with the fire water. Okay. They love it too much.
Be the flower. Look at those nips.
Come on, Aaron.
Look at those fucking nips.
Let me get your wife pregnant.
Come on, dude. He's going through some shit.
I know. She keeps telling me about divorcing him, but I was like, let me get you pregnant first and then figure it out. I'm not taking care of this kid. He's just got to raise him for one day, then I'm off the hook. That's the rules, man.
Hold on. Where's that rule?
That's the rule.
Where's the
Karl LaBeouf rule?
Where's once the five-minute rule?
Once he starts raising a little bit, it's his.
That's the worst rule ever.
Yeah, it's like if you hand somebody your glass and walk away. And they
I love
like,
when
oh,
women
man,
are like, you don't understand. It's hard. The court system is not on the women's side. It's like, you could have my baby. Tell me it's my baby. It's not my baby. And because I thought it was my baby for like a week, I have to pay for this baby.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you get the short end of the stick on rapes, but on child support, we get the short end of that.
It's very hard
to convince a woman that it's her baby when it's not her baby.
Yeah, this is your baby. No, I never carried it. It's your baby.
It's yours. Love it.
You ever see that time where Beyonce sat down in like a creek rate and everyone's like, there's no baby in there?
Yeah. That was like on Oprah or something? Yeah.
Didn't she just have a baby?
She's pregnant with twins right now, so she's really trying to prove that because this is a real belly.
Juicy J's.
Look at this.
Got Miley Cyrus pregnant.
Who?
Juicy J got Miley Cyrus pregnant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I just was looking for this lyric about not being able to get mouths pregnant, and then I couldn't find it. But when I did pregnant with Juicy J, it all came up.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's a rap lyric.
No. Why?
Damn it.
Can I just say something to you? Can I just say something to you?
Right. Why am I always next to the goddamn clown?
That looks pregnant. Oh, I see. Leaning over, it does not look pregnant.
It, like, folded. Yeah.
Oh, it's just...
Like a pregnant fat suit.
Maybe
like
she's doing a pregnant fat suit, and then...
For sympathy.
When she actually is time, she's going to have her adopted baby come out.
Yeah, a surrogate.
Well, that's a fun story, Ari. That was a fun, fun story.
I got into a fight online after Lemonade came out because I was like, Lisa Traeger was like...
of course you did.
Was like, it's her responses that she didn't understand why, what's his name, could cheat on her. What's his name?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z could cheat on her when she's so talented. And so I wrote a tweet like, okay, just so you know, he's a rock star who has nines and tens being thrown on him.
Yes.
And you're and the fucking nature ravages the fucking human body when you get pregnant and older.
Yeah.
Just so you know. That's why. It has nothing to do with your talent. Just so you know.
Yeah.
People got so mad at me.
You can't fuck talent, okay? Look at Amber Rose. Get the Amber Rose picture up.
But plus, I mean, I can't stress this enough. Maybe she just can't make sandwiches.
Maybe that.
Maybe she's not fucking good with a mop.
You're totally fucking... Not that one.
Maybe she wants to constantly be talked back to.
But you see the picture she put out where she's like, that picture? I'll do that one. It's so hot.
She's so weird looking with the eyes. Where were the
that
eyes?
That one makes me feel so good. So good.
I'm out.
That's America right there.
I love her.
Oh, God. You can't pull out when you're with that. You're like, pull up. No! You know, so you got Beyonce, so talented, and then you got this in every black strip bar. No, but it's like Camilla Anthony knocking up a black strip. There's girls who look just like that that don't have any record labels who get naked for a dollar fucking bill.
Right. And honestly, you don't have to give it a dollar.
Yeah.
You can just hang out by your buddy. Yeah, it's not rules.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
He's like, no, I'm just here for the orange juice.
My favorite thing about
it's delicious orange drink.
being on the Joe Rogan Experience was at the end of the show when he promotes his stuff. He promoted us on the show. Thank you, Ari.
You're welcome.
My favorite part is when he goes, oh, yeah, blah, blah. It gets a little weird in there. Acting like, you know... Like, you're not the one that makes it fucking weird every time.
I didn't apply bleach to anyone's asshole. I am...
Fantastic point.
Yeah, I'm just drinking out of cups and sitting bent over. Things happen to me.
Can I say this? I will say this.
I had sun in my eyes. I had to do something to get the sun out of my eyes. So, you know, some shit.
When you had to do the anal bleaching,
Yeah.
You sprung out of that chair like you couldn't wait to do this.
Hey, man.
And took your shirt off. So you're totally naked. Why did you feel...
I don't want to get my shirt bleached.
Okay, so you're just like, I just want to be totally naked.
It's like, yeah, it's like, you know,
face down, my asshole pointing to the stars.
You know when you're fucking and you bring your just you bring your pants down and you're fucking, you're hitting it from behind or something.
Are you on all fours? Because your asshole looks like it's been fucked.
Standing up. Oh, that's a good one. Cry Michael Jordan.
That's
my asshole.
So funny.
Standing up.
I haven't seen that.
The
yet.
Way you fuck Patrick's girlfriend, just standing up, you know, giving it to her.
Oh yeah, that was a good moment.
Don't you? Doesn't your t-shirt get like almost like shoved into the puss sometimes when it's too long? Like it hits your dick.
I actually
you get puss juice.
That's
on
a great point.
No, so I stuffed the shirt in the puss right out the get-go before I exactly.
Look at Steve. He's about to barf.
Now, so I really wanted him to throw up on your asshole, and then it would have been totally Japanese.
They would have had to, bleach it more.
Man, if we could have just been telling a real disgusting story to Ranazizi at the same time, next time we do this.
I should bring in some of my shit to open up nearby him as he's holding up my asshole.
We should stage a fake bleaching.
Did any of your family members call you about your asshole bleach?
No, my brother called me about the drinking piss.
Oh, yeah. He didn't say anything about this, though, the next week?
He didn't say anything about it, and he didn't say anything about the week before where I put sunblockers on my eyes.
I mean, what is left for you to do right now? What is left? You put poop, you drink pee, you put poop down your face, you get your asshole bleached. Like,
barf. I can do something with barf. I haven't done anything with barf yet.
Everyone got real quiet.
Why? No. Why can't you do something with flowers? Why can't you do something with like a nice little kitten?
You guys don't put stuff like that in Bag of Bet.
Well, I'm just saying, no, he just, what we're discussing is some of this stuff, he's just gone rogue. Ari's gone in his own little, Ari's the lost soldier just in the woods that thinks it's still Vietnam.
Still Vietnam.
He's coming up with shit that's not in the Bag of Bets. He's just starting wiping shit on his face like a guy who's got a screw
loose. He's like
that
Japanese guy that they found on the island like 30 years later.
Sergeant John will tell me when it's over. And I ain't heard from him.
Right. What you mean blacks can vote? He's got a pitchfork. He's got a pitchfork and squirrels for shoes.
Oh, wait. It's contracts. The fight's on? Go up. Breaking the ESPN reports. Deal is done. Floyd and Connor have signed contracts. Wow. Fight is on.
Now, what I heard over the weekend is that Floyd reserved the MGM for August 29th. Over the weekend, Floyd had done that.
This coming August 29th?
Yes, sir.
He reserved the
August 26th. August 26th.
That's hilarious. Hey, MGM.
I'm having a little party.
leave me the MGM Grand Garden.
Wow. Yeah, dude. Yep. It's going to be a shitty fight, but it's going to be fun.
I'll watch that one. I'll take off and watch that one.
It will literally be up to the fight.
Yeah. This is a fight. This is a boxing fight that
I will
watch.
Can I be honest with you? Sex is great, right? Sex is great, but the courting and the pursuing is sometimes more fun.
Oh, yeah, that's where you're going.
No. They requested a fight dated August 26th. They pulled that out.
Wait, say that again.
Who knew they pulled out?
They requested August 26th, and they pulled that request out.
Okay,
so it's no longer.
Well, that's too bad because I do like the notion of that fight being that quick. Yeah. I don't want to have to wait till fucking January and hear about this goddamn thing.
Well, it's right, June right now. All of July, all of June to July, all of July to two and a half months.
Not that they haven't been kind of training and talking about like, hey man, be in shape in case we have to do this thing in 2 quick months. You know.
Yeah.
It's just.
And by the way, if you don't think they're fucking spying on you, what's the ad that comes up in the middle of that?
Of course they are.
What's the ad that comes up? Bleach like a boss. Man. Liquid gel bleach in an easy grip bottle to help you take control of cleaning.
Oh my.
That's really creepy.
They're spying on you. There's no reason that you
always
should get a
to
fucking.
Me. If I like open up my Facebook, 100%. It's always like.
Dude. They say Facebook when you're on Facebook because when you think you move your things. That they're studying your fucking
nodules?
Stuff. Yeah, how you move up, how you move.
We talked about bleach and bleach ads are coming up.
Did you look up something?
That's really creepy.
No.
Dude.
Not
this
right
is
now.
A guest profile. I mean, it's not even my. I'm signing as guest.
No, but your computer does algorithms.
Yeah.
And it came up that, they're talking about bleach. Let's look up bleach. That's
I mean, dude, really it's always like that. I was like about, I don't know, 3 or 4 days ago, looking online at couches online.
Yeah, it's
right?
Cold in here.
And
put your shirt
the
on.
Next morning I get up and, you know, you're dicking around, you're having coffee, you open up Facebook for the first time. Right in my first feed of Facebook was the exact couch I was looking at.
No fucking.
The exact, not like, hey, you were Google searched.
And where were you searching?
Like furniture warehouse places. I was looking at couches online. Yep. Wow. Just randomly in a Google search, just looking at like, oh, well, that's pretty you know.
So then if it's just to market like stuff we want to buy, not the biggest deal in the world. But you know they're not just using it for that.
But I saw the
They got to be using it for other shit too, to push you into thinking a certain
way. Of course. I mean, you just think on a random day, I saw this commercial for this couch. It was like $5,000, but I'm like, damn, that's badass. But I bet you could find it a lot cheaper if you looked at like Warehouse Depot places.
Right.
Google search that, found something similar for like $600. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Right. Next thing you know, it's in your Facebook.
I guarantee you Sam Tripoli's Facebook, and it's just like any sort of feed comes up with tons of conspiracy theories about fucking Hillary Rodham Clinton and fucking anti-government shit.
Yeah.
For sure, your shit comes up way more than mine.
Yeah.
You were looked up Nazi aliens and big black assholes.
Maybe Nazi aliens created big black asshole porn.
Giant gray-headed thing with a Hitler mustache.
Fucking Amber Rose.
Yeah. Sliding it. It's creepy,
that is
man.
Creepy. Dude, that's creepy. That's creepy. And what you said is super creepy.
Oh, guess what? Try all the fucking...
The exact couch! Not just couches.
Oh, this.
The
like,
exact
hey,
one.
Wow. Bill Cosby trial started.
Six-minute defense.
We all know. But I, for one, and I might be the minority, have now I think he's innocent.
You well, I tell you what. Six-minute defense.
I watch some old Cosby shows. And
I saw those, too.
There's
no way that guy would do that.
No, I don't think it. I don't think so. And I've been hearing the testimony. There's a lot of crying from the women. Why would you cry if you this is what you want, him to be on trial? It doesn't make sense.
Plus,
Ari Shaffir and Jason Tebow are that of Ari Shaffir and Jason Tebow.
No, he's selling
Punch
me on
Drunk
this.
Sports yeah. does that.
I was neutral, but he's starting to
he
sell
came.
Me.
He easily has enough money to skip bail, but he came. He showed
and
up.
And a six-minute defense. How long can it say take to just say, bitches be crazy?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so 6 minutes
that's
is a long
eight
time.
8-second so defense.
True. That reminds me of who did
he's almost 80. Like, you're going to throw him in jail, and what's going to happen? Everybody in jail loves Bill Cosby. They're going to give him all of his puddings. He's fucking
dude, he
sad.
Was still 2004. He was still raping girls when he was 65.
Still, dude. That's you like my next door neighbor who's a crack 66. Dealer. In his late 50s. Like, you gotta respect that game.
Well, if you're still raping chicks at 65 and roofieing them with pills, that's a whole fucking thing because you gotta make sure you take the right pill because then you're gonna give her the boner pill and then you're gonna roofie yourself.
I mean, yeah.
He ain't raping without boner pills.
Why don't you guys start a legal firm or some shit like that? Because your arguments are so smart.
I bet one time he mixed it up, and all of a sudden he's like, why am I getting so sleepy? Oh, fuck. And he looked up, and this girl just has a giant boner.
I know.
I switched the pills, fuck.
Yeah.
Fell asleep.
Exactly. Creeping over him with a rock-hard chick cock.
Boner clip.
Don't you love when, David Waynes was like, those girls are ugly, who'd rape them? You're like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
That's what happens when you got famous too quickly.
Now, here's the thing. I'm not saying, maybe they're ugly now, but maybe they might have been very rapeable back then. Obviously, they were, or they weren't. Right, Ari?
Or they weren't.
That's an interesting defense.
We want to have
the best defense I ever saw for a thing was who did 16 Candles and Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
John Hughes.
John Hughes. Yeah. So they sued him somebody sued him, said they came up with the idea for Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And they said, let's say the movie came out. When did it come out?
84. Maybe.
So they said they had that idea from 1980. John Hughes must have seen it, stole it. He went to court. He waited for them to present their whole defense. And then he got on the stand and said, okay, so when did you write it? 1980? Okay. Here is an article from the Harvard Lampoon from 1972 entitled Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It shows him taking a day off of work. Pretty much the whole script is right there. He goes, can we leave now? He could have shown it to him before, but he goes, nah, bring me to court. Pay all the costs.
That is so funny and diabolical.
Give irrefutable proof.
Wow.
86, yeah.
So you're saying that's what...
Cosby did.
Maybe Cosby go up and go, look at this dick. It's too pretty to rape. And
exactly.
Then just case dismissed.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And what if he's like, I'll prove I didn't rape. And then he takes his pants off and he just has one of those Ken doll just no dicks.
No dicks? Yeah, maybe.
It's just a blank... It's even plasticky looking.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then you're like, well, who knew? Bitches be crazy.
Orange is the New Black yet? Can you spoil it?
I've never seen it, but I imagine cunts got some real problems going on in their lives, and women's lives matter.
I was hoping you could spoil the whole new season that came out 2 days ago.
Oh.
Don't!
I haven't seen it, but
I'm sure.
You
watched Dying Up Here. Is it good? You guys like it?
I haven't seen There's I saw the third one. I haven't seen the third one yet, but I saw the first
How is it?
I love it.
Yeah. Cool. I like the second one. Got me into it more than the first
Andrew Santino's character is just the story of my fucking life.
Really?
Just screaming at the crowd?
So I'll smoke you. Get on the smoke 'em list.
Oh.
Magical's character is the story of my life because, you know, I know how hard it is to
go. The AV Club. Bill makes an early play for the worst character on I'm Dying Up Here, and it's a picture of Andrew Santino.
Oh, is that not good?
I don't know. Click on it. The AV Club.
Did you say, is that not good? I don't think that's good.
That's gotta be good.
Oh, my God. Why is that? That's the character. You're, like, literally judging. He's supposed to be an asshole, and you're calling him an asshole.
Go down some.
Go down.
Maybe that's what
you're looking at the picture. You know what he looks like. Okay, slow down. Now stop now. Okay. Jesus, you're awful at this.
God.
Now, what the fuck, man?
I missed the nanny not doing shit.
I missed the fat man.
Where's the Mexican?
Okay.
I don't miss getting yelled at like that.
I miss the chunky and the spick.
Okay, somebody read it.
When Goldie catches a snippet of Adam's act that alludes to his skills as a handyman, the world of I'm Dying Up Here so far, all worthwhile stand-up is essentially tough yet heartfelt autobiography. That's true. She asked him over to her home to help some odd jobs, including painting. Bedroom absence daughter. Okay, yeah, whatever. This is dumb.
She's going to bang that young black kid. That's how Mitzi would have gone out.
Did you ever hear the Jamie Masada story? Where he's like, one time he went to this party.
Yeah.
And, like, people were just doing coke everywhere.
Yeah.
And he looked over and Richard Pryor's, like, holding on to the desk. He's like, oh, and he's like, Richard's going to have a heart attack. And up pops Mitzi from blowing him. That's his story. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Ari, why are your nails pink?
You want to hear a story from Mitzi she told me?
I like that.
Thanks.
I mean.
Because I fuck bitches.
Is it?
Do you?
Yeah.
And a lot?
They have nail colors. And they like,
a lot?
Oh, they asked to paint your nails?
Yeah. A lot. Why have they said anything about painting your asshole?
Oh my God, I would love if it was pink.
It was
like
pink.
Like hot pink nails.
Oh, that would be
everyone fine listening fine needs to know his asshole is pink.
Can you put your nose up to my asshole?
No.
I just showered a little bit ago.
No,
a little bit ago?
I mean at like 10:30 I got out of the shower.
Oh, that's,
so like, it's
that's recent.
I want you to look at it
but
that close.
But you've been farting in here.
Yes, I have. Can you just look at it that close?
Like,
don't do anything to it. Just look at it.
I saw it a foot away last week.
I mean, like, look at it.
Why?
No, because you're going to...
I'm not out, but what's your end game?
Because he's going to, like, back it into my face.
Back in.
Smother me.
I want to...
That old check, hey, smell this ice cream cone, and then you jam the whole thing in
your face.
Like,
you've been around guys...
It's hypnotic, that's why.
And around that area.
To whom?
Yeah, that I'm attracted to, that it's like I'm in a sexual situation. This is like Ari's going to attack me and fart in my face.
You think he's going to have an aggressive asshole?
Yeah, this isn't like a nice...
You think Ari's like, I will attack, and you don't want that.
He'll fart in my face. You want to fart in my face.
Yeah, okay. If you're offering that, it wasn't the plan, but okay, I'm down. I can do that.
Some people are into that.
The bag
dude.
Of bets, you just got to fart in fight Annie's face.
Yeah, if you got some hair on your face, don't brush it out. Wait till I get there. I'll blow it out of your face.
She loses every time.
I'll blow the hair out of your face. So instead of you having to like tilt your head back.
So it's like the worst. That's called the punch drunk dunk tank. Get in the dunk tank.
So this is what Mitzi said. So Marcus was over, like he couldn't drive her because I would drive her sometimes.
Where is Marcus?
I don't know where Marcus Molina is. I have no idea.
Marcus Molina was one of those guys that like, I'm going to make shit happen.
Yeah. Was he?
Yeah, he was like doing, he was an agent. He was did all
he
sorts
of. He became an agent? Anyway, so he couldn't drive her. And she's like, where's Marcus today? I'm like, I had to be with his friend. His friend caught his girlfriend cheating on him. She's like, what do you mean caught him? Like, I think he walked in and like saw. Which is worse than saying I've been sleeping with somebody or finding out. Actually seeing it is like, that's seared in your brain. Let me fart in your face real quick. So so I was like, she was like, oh, that's bad. I'm like, yeah, nothing's worse than that. She goes, wow, it's worse if it was a black guy. And I was like, Mitzi. She goes, am I wrong? And I'm like, no, you're not wrong. If I walk in and my girlfriend's
to our
getting
four
tagged.
Black listeners.
If my girlfriend's getting tagged and I walk in and it's David Taylor, that hurts for sure. But if it's Sergio Love. That hurts a lot more.
Yeah, because you got to follow that. You got to go live there.
I don't know.
She ain't screaming with David Taylor.
I don't know. David Taylor would psychologically
you are stupid. Take this dick.
Take this. That's not bad.
My favorite thing is watch Dave Taylor just work chicks by trying to mentally beat them down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He like gets them and he hovers over them and he's just like, no, look at you. Look at
this
outfit.
He hovers over them physically.
Yeah. You obviously need attention. They're like.
He's really wonderful at it too.
Yeah.
He can say things that you're like, oh my goodness. Like if I were to say it or you were to say it. To a girl walking by, you're going to get attacked. Yeah, you're going to get slapped. Somehow they stop and engage.
Well, me and Taylor one time we tried.
What do you mean I'm not as cute as I think I am?
You and who?
Total stranger.
Yeah. We sit in the front patio of the Comedy Store and people were walking by between 1:30 and 2:30, and just try to make people cry. And we said no black chicks because we're too scared. But any white person, we would just try to make cry.
Oh my god!
We didn't get it, but we got a girl. To pay people off. To try to beat us up.
Oh.
Just on verbals. Yeah.
What does that entail?
Just she was talking, and then she's like, oh, what's your story? And we all say, like, oh, we're gay. Because they were like, what are you up to? We're like, no, we're just two gay guys. We're not looking for that. Because we weren't, you know?
We're just two gay guys.
Yeah. And it's like, okay. And then we said that her musician boyfriend, who had been gone for a month, was cheating on her while he was gone. She goes, no, he's not. I'm like, well, how long has he been gone? She goes, he just got back today. I'm like, and you're out? He's been gone for a month? With no sex, and you're out now, and he hasn't been cheating. You're out, after a month, you're just out, and he's been pent up for a month. And she's like, "Fuck you!" She starts hitting us with a purse. Yeah. And she starts paying people to try to beat us up.
How much did she pay for a good ass kick?
$20. She couldn't get any takers.
Oh, she's shopping it around. Hey, $20.
Yeah.
For a good ass beating for you guys.
Yeah.
No takers. You know why? Because that's gay bashing, dude.
It's
no one wants to beat up
bashing.
A couple of
who
gay guys.
Who throws the worst punch? Ari Shaffir or Dave Taylor?
David Taylor.
I'd say Ari.
Really?
Yeah, David was athletic. You see him throw a lime over that sign.
Can you just show me
your
throwing technique, like, real quick?
David has a lot more.
I thought you were athletic.
David has a lot more
anger. Do some
shadow
boxing for us.
Don't trip,
Ari. Can you record this? Yeah. Hold on. Let him record it. Let's see some shadow boxing.
I got to throw.
Okay. No, just do some shadow boxing.
That looks good.
Just do some. Okay, let's see.
I think
okay, throw some shadow. Oh, so you're just a shooter?
He looks like he's taking a lot of punches.
So throw some punch. Let's see some punches.
All I'm just seeing is he's taking punches.
Okay, I like it.
He's aiming it at me, of course.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Hurry. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. You really did start breaking.
Now, did you knee him in the head or did you make him suck your dick?
Ari, make Biddle come suck your dick. Brendan, this will be really funny. Go with this.
Oh, my God.
Who punches like that, Dave Taylor?
So deadly.
Dave Taylor could punch good. He's athletic.
No,
he's athletic.
Man, it's funny.
Hey, who wants me to flush these
I
down
think
the
Dave Taylor is more athletic.
Dave Taylor's athletic, and he harbors a lot of natural anger.
He uses that.
So that's a good pipeline for someone who can throw a punch. I would think, but I don't know. That looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I noticed when you go, hey, let's see you throw some punches, you immediately started covering up and taking imaginary punches.
Yeah, because I got to
like, whatever imaginary fight you're in, you're automatically getting pummeled right out the gate.
I've been thinking about this fight. I got to withstand a flurry.
Yeah.
I got to withstand a flurry. So I don't know if I'll be able to do it.
And then you got another flurry.
I got to withstand a flurry and then just be able to be close enough to stand to blow on him to knock him over.
Yeah, I was very worried.
I'm a little nervous by seeing that athletic fairiness that
like
was going on
reach.
There.
By the way, I'm still out of breath.
A couple of, you know, took
but
a
come
couple
on,
shoots,
dude.
Couple shoots, shot a couple times.
Shot, yeah.
A couple fades.
I got that double leg, I'm good.
Went for a double leg, couple knees to the head.
Yeah.
And a couple jabs and an overhand right, but I stress, you were in a fake fight with nobody. And three
well,
different times
you
had your...
Who do you give the round to?
You had me up against the ropes.
I give nobody that
nobody
round.
Yeah, round.
Nobody had me up against the ropes.
Yeah. At least just in podcast Octagon Control, because Ari's back was to the door right out the gate. His back is to the ropes. He's cowering and covering.
That's my game plan. Cower and cover. Cower
then
and
a
cover.
Little bit of head movement.
Who's
you
got
shot,
calling, Sam?
I'm trying to get Chad Zumach to call in.
For what? Oh, he's a Cleveland
fan.
Yeah,
man. Surprise, I just realized alive. I have this new iPhone. You can't plug this fucking shit in.
So we can't take callers here at all?
Yeah, we can. Okay.
Does anyone call?
3-8
Any Dean Del Rey fans?
2-7-4
But we just can't. Oh. Johnny Woodward.
You name it.
Oh, that's you.
I'm a big.
Like, wait, what?
Big time. Go
so just call 323-282-7424. Yep. Yeah. Call that number. Do you want to get into this finals?
This is Sam.
What?
Do you want to get into
this? Oh, that's this number here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were giving out that guy's number.
Who, Johnny's?
Yeah.
That guy. That guy in the corner?
Nah, Johnny.
That freaks everybody out?
No, the guy, Chad Zumach.
The fucking aggressive lesbian?
Chad Zumach, I mean.
No.
Oh, that's the punch drunk. Oh, okay. So we got into the rape trial of the decade of the year.
Yes, he's going down.
He's going down.
Now, do you? I want to wrap that up because I have questions about it.
What if he doesn't? Are there going to be riots?
Does he?
What if Trump comes down?
How much time is he looking at possibly doing? I mean, it'll be the rest of his life. But
fucking 10 years, 15 years.
But how many counts is he up for?
I think this is just one on this one. Aaron, thoughts.
Yeah, because the other ones are past.
Aaron is editor of Rape Illustrated.
Yeah.
Disagree.
Who do you got illustrating that this week?
I wrote for a pen name. I had a pen name that I wrote for.
Really? What was your pen name?
Yes, editor.
Pil Cosby.
Pil Cosby. Oh.
That was my pen name. A good old Pil Cosby, or Dr. Pil Cosby, as I like to be called.
Dr. Pil Cosby.
The cover of Rape Monthly is Darren Sharper.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. That guy.
And he was illustrated on it?
Yeah. Well, dude, you heard about Darren Sharper, right?
Yeah, he took a page out of Cosby's book.
He raped like a bunch of people, right?
Like he was on fire.
On fire?
He was in the zone of rape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, the guy was good-looking, a millionaire pro athlete, and still... It wasn't enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's all into like sexual dysfunction and power and all that sort of stuff. And teaching lessons, valuable lessons.
What's going to happen is if they really give no evidence, you know, that other than testimony, and for some reason, you know, rape is hard to prove, and it's 13 years old. If he gets acquitted, based on like, yeah, I think he did it, but it's not enough to like prove beyond a shadow of a doubt. Man, people are gonna go nuts.
There's gonna be another women's march.
There is gonna be another women's march.
There's just gonna be chicks rioting if he gets off.
It's just gonna be bad for us right now.
That'd be
for non-rapists,
so cute.
It's gonna be bad for us.
So cute.
Chick riots.
Yeah. A bunch of women just throwing
stop
fucking.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
Stop
breaking
your
windows
legs.
Of like.
Spread your man spreading. Stop it.
And then they'd be making the girl laser sound. Pew, pew. No,
exactly.
Pew, pew.
It's gonna be bad if
throwing
he gets
rocks.
Off.
Right? Breaking in like windows of vacuum cleaner stores and stealing yourselves a nice vacuum or a broom.
Yeah, they can't break any windows because they can't throw rocks.
Yeah, they just keep hitting the side of it.
No, they just got one lesbian per store, like fast underarm pitching them. One lesbian pitching
going straight
the
to the front door and back door.
Underarm rock. All right, girls, have at it. Free vacuum for all of you.
Yeah, move aside. It's like Braveheart when the Irish show up. It'll be like the lesbians coming in. It's like, oh, maybe these store windows do have a chance to be broken.
Pew, pew, pew.
What happens if he gets convicted and then Trump pardons him?
I
don't think anything would ever be okay ever again.
So mad.
Every news channel would just say tilt, 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 tilt.
He's a national hero. He's huge.
Oh,
yeah.
That is so funny, dude. If he just like, he's a fine man. He's a fine man. And, you know, I think it was the allegations ridiculous, ridiculous. His allegations, they're fired. And he got rid of it. Heads would explode.
Oh,
it would be so fucking funny. Was that the worst Trump impression ever?
It was pretty bad. Mine right before was worse, but I stopped instantly, and you kept going, which implied you had confidence.
I will give Sam one thing. Now, first of all, impression of the day still goes to you for Dave Taylor. That was pretty solid. But I will give you an upgrade in your grade because that was the first time you ever did an impression that didn't sound like an Italian. You're not as normal as no matter what his nationality, his impression is. They all.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Here's Sam's impression of Kim Jong Un. Kim Jong Un. Hey, you want to go get some Stromboli? Over here in China.
My stomach hurts.
So we agree. We'll wrap that up. We agree. Yeah. Cosby didn't do it.
Exactly.
Let's take a vote real quick. How many people think Cosby did it? Be honest.
A million percent.
One. Even the chick.
Absolutely.
Too. Okay. Dude,
there's too much smoke. Obviously.
Too much smoke. Too
obviously
much smoke.
He did dude, it, yeah. dude.
Even I mean, if he only did half,
I get why you guys
still
say
35.
You're listening to liberal media.
No, I love is
thoughts.
How black people were the Bill Cosby the way women were to Hillary. Like, in denial, and they could do anything. How long did it take the black community to really get behind that maybe Bill Cosby was a rapist?
A while.
A long time.
A year.
A long time.
A year, maybe.
Right? It's just...
I mean, it's
I mean, they
be.
Just... No, it's not true.
It took me a year. And
to
I'm not
what?
Even black.
To what?
To erase that thing that I've had for 35 years of my life that Bill Cosby was this fucking
not,
one thing or another.
It is weird because then you go see old
I
Cosby
didn't have him
shows.
On a pedestal, but if you go, I'll give you 100 guesses, you won't guess
who's
who
gonna be
just
the
raped
serial
75
rapist.
People. Never would Bill Cosby's name came out of my mouth. So it took me a while, too.
True.
For comedic effect, I would say, but...
For comedic effect, maybe. It would be a funny joke back then if you're like Bill
because
Cosby.
Because it's so out of the realm
right,
of being
right,
possible.
Right.
Yeah.
But with that said, you know, anybody
it shows it was a good
who's a Nazi
cause.
Clean comic, like a Nazi one that's like trying to fucking ruin people for being dirty, like they're always the assholes. Like the super duper clean comic who's just like, why do you got to swear? Why you got to talk about that? Why you got to talk about that? It's like, why do you give a shit? Oh, because you're a fucking hideous, dark human being who's trying to do... It's like when you go to AA meetings and the super religious guy is like, nah, man, either you get God in your life or you get the fuck out of here. It's like, oh, because you are so deep and dark into the fucking chaos that you have to be go 180 the other way
right.
just to fucking do it. It's like, dude, the nicest
it's
guys
not
are
hell
like,
or high water for
you.
Everybody.
You know, dirty, funny, honest people on stage, they don't give a fuck.
Right.
Because they're doing them.
Right.
It's like when you're like, nah, fuck you, man. Dirty comics are losers. Like, he's a big push on that. He was a big push to try to make people who were honest
be
on
clean.
Stage
yeah.
be clean. And, like, he pushed a lot of comedy club owners to want
and
to do that.
He was dark on the inside.
And he's a fucking scumbag.
And the outside, if you think about
comedy
it.
Club
oh,
owners
yeah, he's really dark.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I mean, Miles Davis is darker, but are we talking about his soul?
I mean, dude, there's, like, Deep Space Black, and then there's... Bring up Amber Rose again real quick. So you can see her.
Jesus Christ.
That's his number one. Okay.
It's like 4 weeks in a row.
She ain't even black, Amber Rose.
We mentioned her more than we mentioned Betty Asai for all your betting needs.
I saw dude, the news this week that Kate Upton turned 25, and I thought of Ari, and I started cracking
up. Happy birthday, Kate Upton.
I agreed. I was like, 25 is old.
Yeah. Happy birthday,
like,
Kate Upton.
They shouldn't be celebrating.
Hey, Kate Upton, 55. Hit me up. I'll give you
she
30
lost
years.
It. At 22, she lost it.
I mean, dude, she's going to be, like, porn hot at 32. Like, that porn star hot where you're like, oh, so you were, you know, you're like the story of Geppetto, but instead of making a little boy, he made a blow-up doll that can talk and ding and take dick. That's what Kay Upton's going to be.
Yeah, I'll wait till she's 65.
Look at that. Look at the one in the middle top. Look at the one in the middle top. Middle top. Yeah, that, you know the one. You know
that
the one?
One?
Oh, yeah. Look at the fat chick. She wants love,
Ari,
too.
Would marry that chick.
This is great. I'm like, hey, for a big girl, you're really pretty.
Last week was so funny. Wonder Woman is so pretty, and you tore her apart. You're like, her upper lip is stupid. Look at her nostrils. Her nostrils are unproportioned to her face.
Let Ari talk about this photo right here of Kate Upton. Love
well, she is that. She's a huge whale.
You know how sometimes when you see hot young girls and they see their stomach? Like at the jeans line, and it goes straight up, nothing over. She's got muffiny.
She's got bad.
Also, her boobs
handles.
Hang strange. I don't know why the first one's like being attracted like a magnet to the
so
other one.
They're so fucking huge.
Yeah,
strange.
That's
so
why they hang
stupid.
Straight. By hang, they just they're huge, and they don't know what to do with themselves.
She's got a mustache lip. You can tell she's got mustache lip.
Won't age well because her boobs are going to hang way too far down.
Yeah, but you know it doesn't matter. You have tits on the ground. They're still
that
tits.
One is Photoshop because she's
Photoshop
not that skinny.
For sure.
Yeah, look at a hip bone. She doesn't have a hip bone.
You can see that Photoshop. Let's do a moment in fashion with Ari Shaffir. Okay, so here we go. Yeah. Well, clearly.
Okay, she's giving the MySpace angle. She's tilting her head down so you can't see her double neck. the right, her right, our left boob is clearly bigger. I would
it's
know this from my nuts. Than her left boob. That one's the bigger one, right? We all can tell
I'm fine
it's
with
bigger.
That. I'm fine with
I can't
that.
Believe I'm having this argument.
Her belly button is strange. You can tell there's hair in there.
Hair in the belly.
Yeah. I don't care if there's a tarantula in there.
It's gross.
About Jennifer Aniston.
I'm just saying she's not bad. I would take her on a fucking random Wednesday night, sure. I'm not saying she's gross. I'm just saying, like, I can do better. Or I have done better. It's gross.
Look
at that.
Not.
Look at that. Look at that. That girl is, like, overcome. You go to that.
10 times hotter than
you see that in Rio, and you go, wow, you know what? Even the fat chicks in Rio are really confident.
I love the idea of her hitting on Ari and being like, I'm good. I'm good and walking away.
It's currently Friday. Maybe on a Wednesday or Thursday.
Look how hot she is there.
No, dude, I fucked her. Girls hotter than that. For
get
sure.
The
for
fuck sure. Out of here.
For sure.
I've seen every person you fucked, except
Ari.
For a couple
her nose,
of
her nose looks like she's doing the game.
I fuck over my league. That's
her
totally
nose,
not
her
true.
Nose looks like she's doing the game where you try to keep her nostrils shut, going.
Other than a few bridge trolls you bang in New York,
I've seen everybody
Ari's
fucked up
chick is like Jew 6. Right? Wouldn't you say he bangs Jew 6?
Which chick?
Jew 6.
That's no. Ari's chicks.
No, look at that. Look at that stuff. Oh, well, no. You know what? God. This is brave. This is brave. This is brave of her. to take.
She looks pregnant.
Oh, to
take
the
a picture
cover of
pregnant.
The swimsuit. Yeah. It's the cover of the Sports Illustrated.
She's not pregnant.
To be known as a swimsuit model and still take a picture as you're pregnant is really fucking. It's really out there. It's tough. I have respect for it. Still gross, but it really is. It really
what about
is
this?
Will you follow Sam. Kreischer tonight?
Sam.
Will I follow him?
Is he really talking about the set
time? Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, you sure. Are crazy.
Sam. Would you let her,
yeah.
Kate Upton,
yes, yes,
shit
yes,
in your hair, yes. And then you got to slick your hair back with her shit, but, and you got to leave it for 24 hours. You can't wash your hair for 24 hours. Just slick back Fonzie shit. But you get to bang her once.
Ooh. Yep.
Look at that muffin top all over.
I love muffin top.
I can't
top.
Photoshop it
I
enough.
Love
same.
Muffin top.
What about you? Would you let her do that? God damn it.
Jesus Christ.
I think America deserves
what's
better.
What's wrong with this
go
world?
Down, go to one. Go one.
I can't
up,
believe
up,
I'm 44.
Up, that one.
Oh, that's a bad
no,
one.
No, the other one.
That's a bad one.
That one.
God.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that's good. If you saw that, you'd be like, at a hospital. Look at the side. Oh, my God. So much is coming off the side.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. No, zoom in.
I love
left,
that.
Left her. No. And now go to her waist.
Love handle?
Go to her waist.
Yeah, I do.
It.
Wow.
I sure do.
Wow. Will you guys please? They missed a Photoshop
I
opportunity.
Sure do.
Will you now let me?
Oh, no, they did it.
I mean, I'm saying they
I
fucked
like
it up.
Oh, I like that.
You can't even see her bikini.
Aaron just fainted from old fucking Shitty
I
McGee next to
she's actually got boxer shorts
shitty,
in that and just
did
looks
you
like a bikini because it's so fat.
Yeah.
Sometimes I really worry about being the girl on the show, like I should stick up for things, but then I realize feminists don't listen to this
yeah,
show.
Feminists yeah, feminists don't listen to this show.
You're a chick, so you get catty.
And
with
number
these
two,
things.
No, you know your
no,
place.
I'm
you're
saying,
a good woman. You know
yeah,
place.
I'm saying I should be like, no, she's
hey,
so
hey,
beautiful,
hey,
but
no,
I don't think
you're thinner than her. Let me
I don't
your
think
face.
That.
Put your face.
Da, 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 da,
put the,
da, da,
put your,
I'm on your side. No, I'm on his side. She's disgusting.
No.
Yeah.
Don't start that again.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Is it about my butthole?
No.
Wow.
Why is Luis Gomez and Mickey Gall saying that they're Eskimo brothers with Nick
because
Diaz?
Because everybody in the world has fucked Nick Diaz.
I don't think that's what it is.
No, that's not what that means.
Why does everybody assume that I fucked those two?
Because that's what they mean.
Why would they know who fucked Nick
yeah,
Diaz?
Yeah, who else have
literally
they
everybody fucks Nick. Do you guys watch his Snapchat and his Instagram? He's
okay,
with
but,
a different girl
but,
every
but
night.
But an alternate explanation might be that
yeah.
You have
they
fucked
didn't
Mickey
say
Gall
they and fucked me. If they said they fucked me, I might have to defend myself, but they didn't say that.
So, okay, let's just do this random thing right here and kind of do some
when did you hook up with Mickey Gall?
I haven't hooked up with Mickey Gall.
Pussy set. Ancestry.com. We'll see the whole fucking tree.
Oh, that would be a horrible website.
Let me blow
so
a fart in your face while
so
you're saying
scared
this.
Of that.
Okay, fart in my face.
Yeah, while you're saying this, yeah, it'll help you concentrate on other things.
Well, I just, it's like,
what?
So we have Nick Diaz, and he has this world of snatch he's been in, and our good friend got to touch the sky for a
he
little while.
He just texted me, he's on his way to LA.
Okay.
Oh, really? Get him in the studio. When
are you
going to
let him
here?
Hit it again?
Is it going to be a 4-1?
Why are we talking about my sex life?
Okay. Because we're asking about Eskimo.
But you guys should all follow him on Instagram and Snapchat and see that since I've hooked up with him, he's had sex with at least 300 other people.
Does that make you sad?
Everyone's Eskimo brothers.
Does that make you sad?
No.
Yes, of course.
So
no.
You're saying the two guys have been on our show before and that bit on the show are...
you could say, are a big part of the show.
Wait, what if your brother's with someone who's, like, let's say you and I, Sam, had fucked Fight Nanny.
Yeah.
No, better example. Let's say Tebow fucked Fight Nanny, and then I fucked
Tebow.
A girl, Katie, whatever her name is, blowjob queen.
Manzella?
Manzella. And then you and I are brothers that way. And then I had sex with somebody. You also had sex with that girl in Toronto, even though I didn't.
Did you have sex with Katie, or did she just blow you?
She just blew me. But let's just say, are you then Eskimo brothers with Tebow?
Yes.
Through me to him, yes. Even though you've never had sex with the same person.
No. Eskimo brothers are we have one person.
I know, but if you're Eskimo brothers with me, and I'm Eskimo brothers with him, then we're all Eskimo brothers.
No. Say that again.
If you and I are Eskimo brothers, and he and I are Eskimo brothers, then ad hoc, he should be Eskimo brothers with you.
This
a brother
isn't
of a brother.
Logic. No.
But
this isn't
you're saying
go.
If all three of us bang Katie?
No. Just you and I bang Katie, and just him and I bang.
Did you bang Katie?
I might have.
Okay,
so
we're
not.
Eskimo brothers in that sense.
I did not.
You
I gave him blowjobs.
You know, no, you didn't.
Bang Katie.
I did bang her. Katie
at that time was at her physical prime.
God, she was
and
hot.
Her mom was a playmate. She's smoking hot. She was a gift from God to that place.
She gave
blowjobs. And as great as the comedy
like,
store is now, that time was amazing.
She would give blowjobs, and as soon as she finished her... See you downstairs and just fucking bolt.
And then someone else would walk her up and she'd fuck and go back down. God. And like that night, was she with five guys?
Three. And then the guy.
I was four, I thought.
No, you were three.
I thought it was you. And we everybody saw that. Not everybody. But
and then Sam
people.
Was like, fuck, I hooked up with her right after that.
And then, it was
and then
like,
Tony was like, oh, you
Josh
guys.
Myers,
Josh
Myers.
Josh Myers too?
Yes.
Oh, so four. And the next day, the guy from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah. So that's five that night.
No, he was the next
day.
He
was five.
He was the next day. He was like, I made out with
you
such
you were
a good
like
kisser.
One in the morning.
So he's second.
Jibby's like, all I did was make out with her. And all of everyone.
When
was
Josh
like,
Adam Myers?
Like daytime, like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, well.
Remember when she's full into her, like, dude, if you had Coke. You didn't have to ask. You just like, hey, you want to do some blow? And she'd be like, yeah. You cut the coke off, she'd do it. And then you just go to undo it, and she'd just drop, and it was go.
Yeah, it was no question.
These new girls, they're just like all business sluts. I don't like it.
What do you mean, business sluts?
They're just like, you know, it's all business. There's no
what
like
crazy.
What do they get out of it?
Who's the crazy girl at the comedy store right now?
Nobody.
Where'd
what
Katie
do you mean?
Go?
Like, who's the Lindsay? Katie Manziel right now?
You were just
we used
say
to have
Lindsay
a couple
Jennings.
Of them. We had
but
a couple.
Who now?
Of them. I know we had Katie, that other girl, Jen, whatever her name is.
Yeah, we can't
one.
Mention about her. She goes crazy.
Yeah, but like, there's a few.
There were a couple great ones.
Yeah, great ones.
Then there was.
They really kept you in business
friend?
As a comic.
I think it's just that
too.
We're too old. I bet all those young kids know who's crazy there.
Let's get
Lindsay Jennings was the closest to it.
Lindsay Jennings,
she's
maybe.
Too, she's still not. Nobody will be. I think those girls should all have their names
etched in the back.
So, like at the top of the main room in the green, where you go to Dan's booth, we should start putting their names on walls.
Dan's booth.
It should just be in the main room.
They should be in the men's room's wall. They should get passed and they should get their name on the wall.
That's
in the
a
men's
cool
room.
Honorary wall.
That is honorary, especially
wall
if you've done that much work.
And to do that, you have to
have an attitude about it.
Won't let me. Why? Nobody sees it.
Just hire Freeman. Hire Rick Freeman, the sign guy.
Freeman went crazy.
Did he?
Katie Manzella, the other girl, we can't say her name. Who else is in there?
First of all, let's just quickly say, let's just.
Katie Seabury never really did it with comics.
Let's duly note, in Biddle Comes Honoring, to his point.
Favor?
That's. Sam's argument is the Comedy Store should allow us to write the names of all the chicks that used to let him fuck him when he was a younger comic.
Just me. Over
everybody,
the
everybody, not just Sam. If it's just Sam, you wouldn't include her. You would not include that. If they just fucked you, you wouldn't include that.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the girls.
The pass-arounds.
Who were like, who made the store enjoyable to hang out
really
in.
OG
made,
Chuckle
you
Fucker.
You were down and out.
Oh, oh, oh.
Your balls
Adrian,
they
Adrian,
were there for you.
Adrian.
OG Chuckle Fucker.
Adrian from when we started, the waitress.
Oh, way back.
Way back,
day.
Yeah.
No, Lauren Peltz, you're thinking.
No, Lauren Peltz barely.
Who's the one that Benji did?
Adrian's the blonde. That. Who would always have the great ass and kind of stinky body odor?
Oh yes,
yeah,
yes. And
she
I left
everyone
her at a
except me and David Taylor.
Dancing with some black guy.
Who's the one that
like,
Benji
okay,
dated?
Go.
What?
Who's the one that Benji dated? She was a waitress there for a while.
Oh no, she's still a cover booth girl.
No,
she's dating
your old partner. No, not talking about her. I'm talking about back in the day.
Is Lil Esther on that group?
Marie.
Yeah, right?
Is Lil Esther on the group?
No, because she only hooked up with like three people, but like she wasn't like passing her around.
But she was
She dated them. She dated them.
So that's we got Red Band Tony. Who else she hook up with?
O'Neal.
There's got to be a couple more.
P. Carboni.
Okay. I feel like we're really throwing everyone under the bus here.
She dated them.
I know.
She's a legit cop.
Yeah, she dated
them. Like, I don't know if everyone knows who everyone's fucked.
Over 6 years. That's not the same thing. We're talking about, like, on a Saturday night, you can grab her, go to the back, fuck, and it's cool again. And she's fucking somebody else.
Cherie, the redhead?
Cherie.
The redhead with glasses?
Mon Cherie. Who's that?
Yeah, she'd be on there.
Who's that? A waitress?
You know her.
No, she was hanging out. She doesn't live in L.A. anymore. But I think she was the last of the greats.
Really? Cherie? Let me see a picture of her.
She's blonde, huh?
Blonde with glasses?
Big tits. Always was red hair.
Yeah, she was great.
Which one was that?
Yeah, you missed out on
They might have been when you were in New York. They were only there for like a year.
Yeah, she was. She
remember when those two hookers were hanging out? And they were all cool.
The English girls?
Everybody was cool with them.
Remember those two English girls?
They don't count it for foreign, though.
But they came for 2 weeks.
No,
but they fucked a lot of people.
Everybody
they even fucked Josh Martin.
I think started there. No, they're
they
not.
They started
nice.
With Josh Martin, no, and then they maybe. Moved up
listen,
to
how
everyone.
How long do you have to be
hookers
there?
Hookers don't count.
How long do you have to be there?
If you're a hooker, that doesn't count.
No, that
one goes on for like a month, I think you should be on the list.
I mean,
those girls deserve it. They really
do. Yeah, they put their time
in. Everyone.
It's kind of like when Rafael Palmeiro won a gold glove at first base. He only played 27 games there. The rest of DH. But they were like, you know what? Your play is great. You're hitting really good.
Yeah.
You know what's hilarious is that we're...
Say.
And I swear to God, I don't care, but it is hilarious. An hour and 5 minutes into the podcast, NBA Finals over last night, straight hour of who's fucked who and who's got the best clan.
I glanced on it.
And that Bill Cosby's innocent.
Okay, let me go real quickly in the fact that I
next
lost
part.
My bet. I had the Cavs in seven on BetDSI. I put it up. I put
when
like
did you make the bet
bucks.
Before it started?
Yep.
Or you jumped in a little bit later.
Yeah.
Let me see LeBron's line.
Because I imagine when it was like.
Let me get into this. BetDSI. BetDSI for all your bet needs. Go to BetDSI. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK and get $20. $10?
$10. Yeah.
$10 bet in cash. Put towards all your betting needs. I've been doing it. I do parlays on all the big UFC. UFC
Jesus
fights.
Jesus, man. What the fuck was that?
Hold on.
Are you dying?
I burped, you fart. It's the same thing.
This
it's
is
just
what happens when Sam doesn't talk
body.
About fucking.
I love how this fucking guy.
I'm the bad guy.
Has a problem with a fucking bodily function.
Jesus, man.
Shoves that microphone halfway up his ass.
How are you saying LeBron James choked when he's 19 of 30 from the field?
I'll tell you my opinions.
With 13
I'm
rebounds, 8 assists, and 2
that
turnovers.
LeBron James didn't have a great series.
You're saying
I'm not saying
instincts?
He's not one the top five player.
Killer instinct, you're saying.
Dude.
This game didn't come down to the wire.
Why are you having indigestion?
The guy averaged a triple-double.
The guy's great.
Did
there's
really?
No argument on the guy being great. And this is what
it
I
wasn't
said.
Like it wasn't like there was a shot that needed to go up at the end and he was like, no, pass it off to someone else.
But he would have passed off. My point is this.
It's a reach.
Kevin Durant was murdering them.
Yeah.
He wasn't covered. In the two biggest stretches where they needed it, a fucking shutdown. And I know it's Kevin
when see,
Durant.
When you see Iverson light up the Lakers, and the next time Kobe's like, I'll guard him.
Yeah.
I'm going to guard him.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's my point. And they're like, he's tired. He's playing 40 minutes a game. Well, I'm saying when he's in the game, cover the fucking guy.
He's a minus 12 when he was in. For when he was in, they got outscored by 12 points versus when he was out.
Cover the guy. You're a billion-dollar player.
What was the final score in this one?
Ari, do you know that Nike gave him $1 billion? A billion-dollar contract?
Who?
$1 billion.
A billion. To not cover Durant?
Yes. To not cover Durant.
He should be killed.
Let me see the score by quarter.
Are you not seeing what I'm saying? That Michael Jordan,
sure.
LeBron, Larry Bird, all these guys that you have an argument on that they're in the argument of grace ever, they would all take on the challenge of... Of covering guys, watch the old.
I mean, I don't think he was running from them. There's a lot of videos of them covering each other.
I watched it, dude.
I mean, I watched the whole game.
When Golden State goes on their huge runs at the end of the fucking, at the end of the second quarter and towards the end of the game, at the end, last 4 minutes, LeBron's on. But they're already down 10 or something. It's like it's foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
LeBron is not on Kevin Durant.
Yeah, they were only up 5, the Golden State Warriors, going into that fourth quarter.
But they were also up. They went up 14. Like, I'm telling you, dude. LeBron.
Yeah, they outscored by 15 in the second quarter.
Why is Richard Jefferson covering? When LeBron's in the game, why is Richard Jefferson covering Kevin Durant and Richard and LeBron James is on Iguodala? Dude, switch it. That's a perfect matchup.
And by the way, what did Iguodala score? Plenty.
And by the way, a little fun fact, everybody LeBron James has ever covered.
9 of 14. He did goddamn great.
There's nothing in
it. He guarded a guy who's not a real scorer who scored 20 points.
Everybody who LeBron James was matched up against.
He went 9 of 14. So he guarded a guy and he pushed him into a shooting level. Okay, I'll back it up. LeBron James' defense is worse than Harden's. Yeah, you got it. You nailed it, Sam.
I'm just saying, dude, when you look at, like, you talk about Michael Jordan, the guy's playing your position.
He's playing his position? Small forward?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, small forward. Why is
he not guarding? I don't think there's anything that could
have
been done.
He went 14 of 20, 5 of 8 from three-point line.
Dude, he psychologically has had Kevin Durant. Now, maybe Durant knows he's got a better team.
On 20 shots, he scored 33 points on 20 shots. And went to the line 6 times, hit all 3 of those. But on 20 shots, he hit 33 points on 20 shots.
There's nothing any team in the NBA could have done to stop Golden State. Any team in the NBA.
I agree, but he didn't even try.
I'm not even saying that. I'm saying at least try. At least show me that you know the game's on the line and you're the $1 billion player and you're the guy in which you can ask for any player to be on your team.
In the finals. 38, 33, 31, 35, 39.
He put this team together. Everyone's talking about how deficient this team is and that Kevin Love isn't the best. He's the one that told them to trade Andrew Wiggins, a scoring forward defensive lockdown guy, to fucking trade him. He did it.
Wait, go back to that.
I mean, he's been in 3 finals and he's got a ring, so I just don't understand why Golden State wins and all you hear is LeBron sucks.
No, dude, who's saying LeBron sucks? What people are saying is that in crunch time, he doesn't step up. Now, yes,
he's been in the 8 finals.
It doesn't matter.
He's won a lot. So what he has to win? All 8?
No.
Every single one?
No, dude.
Defensive player of the year,
I'm not saying he's
MVP.
The reason they lost this game. That's not what I'm talking about.
There's a bazillion reasons they lost this game. Nobody is going to beat Golden State.
But I am saying, at the end of the day, when we are comparing the greats to all each other, there was a moment in which he could fucking change his legacy from 3-5 to 4-4. And maybe there's
something. I think he shouldn't have got that last year's win. That was pretty cheap. I mean, we all know.
But I'm just telling you, dude.
2-6.
Dude, if I. Listen, dude. You know me, dude. We play bad. I'm not even at that level. But if we're in the rec league game and I'm the best guy on my team and we play the same position and you're going off, I'm going to go, let me get him, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, let's switch up. Let's switch up. That guy's too tall for you. Let me guard him.
Let me get him, dude, because exactly. If he's going to score, I just want to say I tried.
Yeah, exactly. Let's all take a shot at this guy.
Yeah. Like, dude, there's no doubt LeBron James is a top 5 guy. I would now, after this, I would put him after Tim Duncan. That's just me, man. I think Tim Duncan's the 4th best player to ever play in the NBA. I have him as 5th.
Okay. Who are the top?
It goes Michael Jordan, 1A, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 1B, Magic Johnson.
No way.
3.
Wilt.
No, I just like, Wilt's competition wasn't that fucking great. Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar
goes
top 5.
Kareem, I'd put it top 5.
I go Kareem, Jordan.
As the best? You think Kareem's the greatest ever?
Shaq was pretty
1A, 1B right there.
Shaq was pretty dominant.
1A, 1B.
And I don't know, man. I don't think Magic Johnson's up there. I think it was way more Wilt. I think Shaq is bigger than Magic Johnson in terms of dominance. No one could fucking stop him ever.
I go Jordan, Kareem, and then LeBron.
Jordan, Kareem.
Jordan, Kareem.
LeBron. Wilt. Tim. Tim Duncan won the championships. What about Bill Russell?
Listen. Tim Duncan won against the old school where everyone's talking the 90s
Shaq
was great.
4.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking my five.
What about Bill Russell though? What about
Shaq,
Bill Russell?
Shaq was dominant. If we're talking just overall, if you look at their fucking game, you also got to look at their weaknesses. Shaq was out of shape a lot.
But I'm also like, if we're going all time, then that to me, that implies this person in the 1950s would have destroyed, and LeBron James in any era would have put up the same numbers he does right now.
Yeah.
You put LeBron in the 70s? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but what about Tim Duncan in the 70s?
He wouldn't have.
What
probably.
About
Tim Duncan?
Who in that top five would you put in a different era that wouldn't dominate?
That's what I'm saying. But your argument was Shaq, yeah, he was very dominant, but when you think all around, I'm like,
Shaq is one of my favorite players of all time.
Top five?
He could be in that.
If Will Chamberlain played today, how would he do? I think he'd still dominate.
But he wouldn't dominate to the way he was before.
No, not the way he was before.
Because there's a bunch of Will Chamberlains in the NBA now.
Not that
every team has seven of them.
Seven footers who could fucking athletic. He couldn't shoot outside shots. His whole thing was that he's taller than everybody else.
Then he fucking led the league in assists one year.
60-point player.
He led the league in assists one year.
Yeah, because it was kind of, right.
Yeah, because he's
taller
than
everybody.
Because
he got sick of people saying he doesn't pass.
Well, because
they
were negotiating with him.
Will Chamberlain stats. Let's see.
I mean, and then I probably go J.J. Redick and then Robert Horry.
He averaged 50
I was
gonna points
say, why
a game.
Are you saying him?
Guys, he didn't just average 30.
He
averaged 50
he
points a game one year.
Against fucking...
I know, but 50.
Yeah, it's like what...
I know, but I'm
guys
saying...
guys who were electricians
right, so,
during
okay.
the day.
He averaged 44
they
and
had day jobs.
So
they
narrow that down.
They were
the game.
Smoking, dude.
That's still like averaging 35.
Not against
that's still
dude.
Like averaging 35.
Dude... He
it doesn't count.
He struggled against Bill Russell, who was 6'8".
I negate that whole era of granny shot free throws
let's
with
see
a
Bill
cigarette
Russell.
Hanging
let's
out
see
of
Bill
your
Russell
mouth.
Stats.
Bill Russell won like 11 championships.
For sure. Let's see his stats.
There was only four teams, though, back then.
Yeah, but that means the concentration of
talent
was
the Boston
better.
Celtics.
Not
was
that
the
great.
Ku Klux Klan.
Not that great numbers. Look at his numbers. His points are not there.
He wasn't a scoring guy. He was defense.
Let's see. Rebounds. Oh, Jesus Christ. Rebounds. 24 a game. 21 a game.
But, dude, they had four teams in the NBA. It was
oh, my God. Dude,
Air
he
Force,
averaged 22 rebounds a game?
Air Force, Navy, the Ku Klux Klan, and the Boston Celtics.
Couldn't shoot free throws.
Dude, the Klan had a
low
great
field goal percentage. He was just a rebounder, Bill Russell. He was just a rebounder.
Dude, just imagine Russell Westbrook
you know what's
if
funny
he played
to me?
In the 50s.
Real quick. Ku Klux Klan uniforms, but they just have numbers and names on the back.
And by the way, wait, does bold mean he led the league?
Oh, shit.
That means 24 rebounds a game did not lead the league in 1958?
Dude, we got to get some Klan jersey merch.
Yeah.
24 did not lead the league.
Yeah, because that was
Will Chamberlain. Because
Will
Chamberlain, yeah. What were his rebound stats, Will Chamberlain?
He had 1,000 rebounds in one quarter. How
Jesus
many shots
Christ,
are you missing?
Man.
Pass the ball!
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, 20, pretty much 26 rebounds. Oh, shit, 27 before that.
He shot 72%
dude.
One year.
Wow, that's
59, 60. Where's the assists?
27 rebounds and 38
points
8.6 a game.
Assists one year. 7.8 assists the next year.
Those are the numbers I would put up against sixth graders.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, well, what are you going
to
do?
But again, it's hard to go...
Yeah,
era to era is so hard to compare.
Usually, how they do in their own category. It's not like Ronda Rousey, where she came in with no
young
one could
Shaq
even do anything.
Would destroy everybody.
Yeah, young Shaq.
But we're
would.
Talking over a body of work, and Shaq is one of my favorite players of all time.
Well, then if you do that, no one from the past is really going to compete with him now.
You know, who Bill Russell is now Kevin Willis.
Yeah,
that's who he is in the modern era.
Well, I mean, well, then you do this thing where it's like they would get the training and nutrition.
I mean, do you think Kareem? How do you think he would have done?
Today?
Yeah, not as good. Not as good.
He'd still kill it.
No, he'd do well, but not as good.
Game, man. He had a hell of a
They game. Outlawed offensive goaltending. They made dunk an offensive goaltending,
yeah.
Which technically it is. If
dude,
your hands,
for Shaquille O'Neal,
but
they made zone legal so you could deal with it. That's how you know you're great.
Yeah, when they changed the rules.
That's why they got to bring back hand checking, dude. Bring it back. That's the only way you're going to stop these fucking Golden State Warriors.
I say bring back cross checking. And really
you
want to
make the NBA
damage.
Interesting, and I've said this about the NFL too. You bring landmines. You got everybody knowing there's a landmine somewhere under that fucking parka.
He's on fire.
You know what I mean?
Literally.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the 3-on-3 in the Olympics?
Oh well, I'm excited for this 3-on-3 tournament they're doing on TNT over the summer. Like Allen Iverson, all those
Iverson,
guys.
Yeah. Now, are they really doing 3-on-3 in the Olympics?
Yeah, that's what LeBron talked about it. He said 3-on-3, they're doing it. He's not going to play, but he's excited about it.
I think it's a great idea.
That is interesting. I mean, that's a whole different kind of thing.
Yeah, why not?
Whole different kind of offense.
Now, let me ask you a question. Should the Golden State Warriors just play for the Olympics? just send the Warriors.
I think we send. Listen, man, we've already crowned them.
I think that'd be cool.
It's been 12 hours, and I'm already sick of hearing how great they are.
They know how to play.
Let's send them to fight ISIS. Hey, ISIS, the Warriors are coming, and they're the greatest shit in the world.
Yeah, I agree.
They know how to play as a team. They know how to play as a team. I think they're better off than the NBA All-Stars.
They're
going to
drop them bombs, right? So they'd be deadly from three-point range.
And we can get rid of them.
Yeah. I'm in.
I mean, what do you do? Free agency-wise, you know the NBA like the back of your hand. How strapped are they? Are we going to pretty much see the exact same team next year?
I mean, they got...
No, Durant might go to the Celtics and try to win a championship there. Let's hope. He did it here, so now it's like, move on.
He says he wants to stay with the Golden State Warriors. I think that...
it's going
to
make the NBA so dumb.
Dude, nobody talks about the fact that Iguodala is a borderline Hall of Famer, had multiple fucking All-Star teams, won gold in the Olympics, and just won a second championship. And it has a fucking Finals MVP. He's easily a Hall of Famer if you go...
No, he's not.
Come on, look it up, dude. Look it up.
Dude, who
knows?
Iguodala. Stop it.
Look up Iguodala.
Look it up.
Stop it.
Let me fart in your face real quick while we do this.
Look it up.
Is that Iguodala. Your new, like, punching in the ass thing? Now you like farting in girls'
13
faces?
Points a game. Okay. He led the league in minutes played per game 1 year.
Dude.
Let's see his total stats.
Do they list
5.3
his
rebounds,
awards?
4.5 assists.
Do they list his awards?
His hustle plays? That? His hustle plays?
Do they list that?
He did shoot 51%. Dude, he's Javale McGee. Get the fuck out of here.
You're fucking nuts,
get the
dude.
Fuck out of here. Andre Iguodala.
Awards.
Hall
go
of
to
Famer.
Awards. Go to awards.
That's all of them.
2015.
Yeah, that's it.
NBA All-Star. No. Fuck it. Bye,
one All-Star game. One All-Star game. Yeah, and one Finals MVP. Say you're sorry and wrong.
I will not.
Just say it, Sam.
I will not.
It'll give you.
Has he won gold?
Sam.
Has he won gold?
Sam. Back down. Sam. Oh, my gosh. Stop it.
Go to WNBA stats.
Go to his NBL stats. Who's he dated in the WNBA? Include that.
Is the WNBA website just bravo.com?
Andre Iguodala is a Hall of Famer.
It's so underused, they use Atari graphics.
Dude, I saw the craziest Lifetime move the other day.
Why are you watching Lifetime?
It was the craziest movie about these like different clans of women that couldn't stop fighting. Very manly looking chicks. Turns out it was three quarters of a WNBA game.
Oh, okay.
No clue.
I believed you were watching Lifetime. I was like, man, you really did break Netflix.
What'd you do? Just fart on the guy again?
No, I was just reading what he's doing.
Oh, he must have got an important email because he got angry at you.
Answer your email.
What's your email on how far out your pizza is?
Cheating on
his wife. He reacted like, I'm doing nothing. What?
Just I'm just cheating on my wife. I mean, ordering food. Damn it. God damn it.
To be fair,
why?
I was really glad to see his face and not his ass right in front of him.
Yeah. Most people usually are.
Let's go these UFC.
Hey, I don't want to fart in your face. Can I piss in your mouth?
Yeah, that's
not
fine.
Sexual, but just like get it all in there.
Can I pee into your eyes?
On? Yeah, I like
sexually.
Pee. I like pee.
Can I?
You like to be peed
eyes?
On?
Yeah.
I'm not against it.
Wow.
I'm not against it.
I only like to be shit on.
What?
Have you ever been peed on?
I have not. I have accidentally peed on girlfriends overnight.
Accidentally? What do you mean?
I mean, like just pissed the bed while I was cuddling with them.
Have you ever? Really? Do you pee the bed a lot?
More than once.
But it's happened. No, once it was like on somebody, and then another time we just woke up. Like,
and
oh,
what
fuck.
Was that conversation like?
Was it both the same girl?
No, different girls. One girl understood the
and
artist
goes,
that dated. She was like,
"Did she go
yeah,
this?
I mean,
we
I guess.
Cool?
What can you
we
do?
Cool?
No.
She didn't say
were
we
you
cool?
drunk though?
No, I don't think. I don't oh. know. I don't know.
Were you gay
I've
though?
Guys
were you
like super gay? Drunk.
What?
Were you gay?
I wasn't gay.
I wasn't gay.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, I just got up. Since you brought it up, I'll do it real quick. Guys, I got my own personal sponsor now.
Oh, cool.
And I would like to plug them. Yeah, just taking a little bit of money. From our good friends at Sanka Coffee. The kind of coffee that doesn't make you want to fuck children. Yum. That's some smooth Sanka. So
wow.
I don't know what happened with them, but they must have had some sort of legal thing.
Caveman's different, huh?
Totally different.
Caveman does make you want to fuck children.
No, I wouldn't say that either. I wouldn't say
that
either.
It's on the record. How's this for a drop? Caveman coffee. If you want to fuck children, get that caveman in you.
No. That's how I get friends at Sanka.
I get a call from a fucking hitman asking us not to ruin his brand.
That's how our good friends at Sanka got. All right, you want to do this quick?
Keith Jardine and Tate Fletcher were out fucking kids one day when they got a great idea. Hey, how about this coffee we're drinking makes us better at fucking these kids? And they one thing led to another. Got a business plan together while there were fucking more kids.
Hey.
And Caveman Coffee was born. Born of the tears of children. Caveman Coffee. For childhood pain, it's Caveman.
You've done a lot of commercials and a lot of commercial acting.
Great. Can we get that in a loop? Can we get that in a loop and
send it to them? Say, this is our read. Is it good?
I think you know how to do
promo
this.
Promo code. What's the promo code?
Hey, Ari, what's that delicious coffee that you're drinking?
Oh, this?
Yeah.
It's just water.
Oh, no.
What am I doing?
We'll do a quick caveman coffee commercial. All right, that's some delicious coffee that you're drinking.
It really is.
Does it make you want to fuck children?
More than ever.
Yum.
I used to have a desire before, but I could control it. With caveman coffee, you can't control that desire at all. Caveman. Fuck kids.
Lose control. Caveman coffee.
We are getting a call.
If you are a caveman now, get some bottles of lemonade. Condoms.
Tate will think it's funny.
You know who else fucks children?
He asked me not to talk about
the kid. Fighter and the kid fucks children. True or false?
But that has nothing to do with their sponsorship. That's
of course.
They're just doing it
for the love
of the game.
Yeah, they're just bad men.
Oh, look how scary
that
is.
Fucker. Look at that. Staring
Tate
you down.
Told us not to talk about what?
That's the stare from Tate is right after some kid's like, but I don't want to. And he just stares. And so the guy's like, but I. Okay.
What do you mean my mommy and daddy are gone forever?
Okay, Mr. Fletcher. Okay, Mr. Fletcher. You can fuck my butt.
He's fucking Josh Martin.
Oh my god, this is horrible.
That's just rude. The views expressed by Ari Shaffir, Jason Tebow are that of.
So you're shitting on the fucking person who's calling it out and defending the rapist. Fair enough.
Hey, look who loves Bill Cosby and the Golden State Warriors over here.
I can't wait until that ladies' march happens. I can't wait. And the slow pitch underarm fucking rock throwing.
Yeah.
Go to caymancoffeeco.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you 15% off.
When I finally knock up your wife you have a kid.
Dude, she told me she can't get pregnant.
Friends
can
left.
We get some cavemen around the house?
She told me she can't get pregnant, bro.
Oh, my God.
That's what she said. She's like, spray away. And I go, spray away what? And she goes, whatever you want.
It's like the end of Signs. When she's like,
what's in the box?
Swing away. No, not that. Signs.
Oh, that's Seven.
Yeah.
What's in the box? You made me do a musical.
What's in the box?
What's in the box, man?
What's in the box? Is it a head? Don't sequence. Oh, look at
spoiler alert, it's a head. Good job,
look at
Sam.
Tate. Look at fat tape.
What's fat tape?
Go back one. Go back to Tate. Look at thick tape. Go up right there.
Is that Tate?
That's thick Tate.
That's not Tate.
That is Tate. That's thick ass Tate.
I'm sorry. I thought that was that girl from Sports Illustrated.
Saw that coming.
Go up to gay porn. Nope. Another one. Over. With the hat on.
That's
with the hat on.
Tate.
With the hat on. With the hat. The white hat.
Yeah,
there you go.
Gay porn Tate.
He looks so different.
Hey, bro.
He's like, one day soon, I'm going to fuck some kids while I'm in coffee.
Hey, you want my asshole to look like Ari's asshole?
Who's that behind
him? Get at me, bro.
Is that John? That's not John Fitch. Who's that behind him?
The guy that looks like
Brian
Jake
Callen.
Shields.
Brian Callen stunt double.
Jake Shields. Hey. Can we go to this UFC fight circuit? We got a really stinker coming up. A real fucking stinker.
The fight night on Saturday?
Yeah, it's a real stinker.
It's on Fight Pass, so no one's going to see that.
Should we even talk about it? It's on Fight Pass.
No one's going to see that, and Ari hates the girls.
Look at that.
Ranked Holly Holm versus a ranked 11th, Betch Kohea, as the fucking headliner.
What's Holly Holm's ranked? Is she even ranked? She's lost her last four.
She's not ranked.
Didn't she already fight BJ?
BJ?
Isn't that how you say her name? I believe it is.
She's lost three
Betch.
In a row.
Is
that crazy?
Like positive?
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
That's dumb.
Beach is the funniest way of her. I like
She's lost three in a row. She was 10-0, then she lost three in a row.
Yeah.
This is dumb. Get off this. Let's talk about something real.
What do you want to talk? Baseball? It's looking good.
Okay, so
Aaron
here's my normal thing.
Baseball.
Here's my normal thing. I wait till the end of basketball season, and then I go and look at the baseball standings and look at the stats. So now let's look at the standings.
Farewell, NBA. Farewell, NBA. Sam, the end
season.
Of your favorite sport.
You were a terrible season. You really showed us that we shouldn't care at all about the regular season next
year. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, dude, you can say whatever you want about Kevin Durant going, and he totally has the right to do
it. I'm happy for Kevin Durant.
Hey, I am too. I'm fine with that. But let's not lie about it. It made the season boring.
They made the season
boring.
We
literally
knew
what was going to
happen. The playoffs
you
boring.
Took the team with the best wins ever, and you put the second to best player on there. He has the total right to do it. They had the right to do it. It
the
made the league
up.
Boring.
The way it's set up, I have no it. The only way I would see a regular
it's
season
boring.
Game. If I was going live for a fun thing. I'm not going to watch it on TV.
Yeah, the NBA has a real fucking problem because right now nobody thinks their team has a chance to win.
Nobody.
So it's like, why
it's,
even
it's
invest?
It's all rebuild. It's all rebuild.
Yep. I agree with that. And it's not like, you know, the NFL where it was like, oh, the Patriots are going to be. Yeah, the Patriots are always one of the best teams out there. But any given Sunday, you can beat somebody.
Yeah.
In the NBA, when it's a seven-game series and it's stacked this much, they turn the NBA season into an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Dude, you're talking
movie.
Two. The other team had
because you're like, oh, I know how this is going to end. Don't make me watch this whole thing, and that's how the surprise ending.
Yeah, it was always
you figure it out right at the beginning, and then you're disappointed at the end because it went exactly like you thought it would.
Yeah, look at the top four picks are going to be freshmen. Forced to play freshman. Oh, five picks, Jason Tatum.
Well,
keep
I'm
going
to be
down.
Honest with
down.
You, man. The NBA has
6, 7, 8, 9 international, sophomore. Okay, finally, Luke Kennard, sophomore. He's the first guy.
There's some great point guards coming out.
Kings taking out
hey,
a fucking
what
pick.
Do you guys think of if – I think the NBA, the NCAA Basketball League has to make a decision. Do they want to save their product? Because right now the NBA is talking about maybe doing like – what baseball does, having a minor league where these guys can go straight to minor leagues, start making money.
Yeah, I don't like the idea that you have to play a year in college.
But
because,
I also don't.
I don't mind it from the NBA if that's what they want to do, so you got to be ready. But for the NCAA, it's like, wait, why do we want people who are just going to be here 1 year and gone? Let's just say, yeah, go to a D league. Go to a developmental league. Let's get people who want to be here for 4 years.
Right, and if I'm the
who
NCAA,
ideally would be here for 4 years.
That scares me. That scares me because all the great players are going to be gone.
Yeah.
So what I think they
you'll
should
do... You'll still have some
you
good
have
competition.
You should have 3 rounds in drafts. First one's like you have your regular draft with your second draft. The third round are just the fucking lottery teams plus the 2 8 seeds in the fuck. Just hear me out. In the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
They can draft high school kids.
Yeah.
And those kids...
Yeah.
Those kids... Still go to college, still play, and once that basketball season's done in college, they come up and they play.
For the team that drafted them.
Yes, kind of like what baseball does.
Sort of, that could be okay. The problem with that is I'm trying to think from the Players Association, where they'd be like, no, you can't just lock up a guy for 3 or 4
years.
But
the NBA could be like, oh, you're ready, come up.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
But this
right.
way, they
baseball
still...
does that.
What? Yeah, you're
you sign
right,
a minor
right.
league deal with whoever.
And this way, the NCAA still gets kids to... play, and at least for 2 years, maybe 1 or 2 years.
And since saying go play overseas for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still play at the NCAA, still get that college experience, but now once that's done, you can go to the pros, get a little bit of that going, and you allow these teams to draft the best player available, because the draft is meant to make the teams better. It's not meant to be like a crapshoot, dude. Back in the day when they had to go 3 years or 4 years, you knew who was good, you knew who wasn't good. Yes, you had busts, but for the most part, okay, here we go.
I just realized that I was going to do something. It just hit me.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
Why did you just realize you have to do this?
I just realized like it because it hit me.
Wait! Cover it up and then I'll disappear from it.
Oh, he's totally in. His balls are bigger than the camera. It's impressive.
Do you like balls? I don't have big balls, but
do I?
You're
into
that,
Aaron. I'm not into it. I just was like, what is he doing?
I realize I could drip him over the top.
What art project is happening?
I think you knocked the camera a little crooked. Aaron might have to fix it.
Was that the intention that Aaron has to touch your ball camera?
I can't tell if Aaron's getting upset with today's show.
No, he's
we
too in love.
Aaron
pushing
told
it.
Me he feels defeated by us and he's given up.
Well,
is that true, Aaron?
Aaron, have you given up? Batman never gives up.
Well, I got the impression that he didn't know his wife
touch
was letting
it.
Everybody spray away.
Okay, let's see how Aaron deals with the other camera that has juice sauce all and whatever the camera is, wherever it is.
Okay. Come juice no J for no reason.
Gave don't you have wipes no in touch. Here? Did you wipe down this Clorox bleach this whole place last week?
No, that's for the Mexicans.
No. Yeah, but somebody did.
Let's get into.
Do we have any more sponsors?
Some non-white did.
I mean, we have our go to all things, whatever our T-shirt thing is.
Allcomedyt-shirts.com.
Who's gonna make that fucking GSP shirt?
Oh, like, we're got
having dinner with the aliens.
Oh, that's good.
You just gotta get
oh, wait, so what are we giving our Patreon people? It should be more than just an extra episode.
Says the guy who's done one episode. Says the guy.
Two.
There's different levels of it.
Ari, I think you should. Can I just say something?
It's all on the website.
Can I ask you to do something while you're in New York?
No. How about if they if they're for a few months, they get a free shirt, a few months of it. What?
Can I make a recommendation, please?
Yeah.
Just film yourself.
Wait. Johnny, what were you saying? Okay, Sam, go.
Can you just film yourself doing something crazy
sports
once
related?
A week?
Yeah, and then do what with it?
Just send it to Johnny and he'll post it on the Patreon. Once a week. If you're going to, like, dip your balls on Luis's fucking face.
On whose face?
Luis Gomez. Luis J. Gomez. Or whatever you do. Something like that. Send us the video and we'll put it up.
Just like a three-hour video.
I can do that.
Like a three-hour video once a week.
Do a three-hour video
every day.
Once a week.
Yeah.
I mean, is that hard? Like a 5-minute, 2-minute, 3-minute video?
So stupid, dude.
Don't mind me. I'm just trying to build an empire.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to build an empire.
No.
302 patrons. That means we need. Oh, we're not going to get another 198 before the end of July. No fucking way. No way. That's too bad, too, because I really would have beaten you. So. You know, whatever. Depends.
Well,
we saw
how good you can fucking cower up against the ropes and get punished when you got beat up by the Invisible Man earlier.
avoid, shoot.
All right, let's see you throw a couple phantom punches. Okay, but I got to first get my phantom ass kicked first.
All right, so let's look at that.
Yeah, that is a jab.
Don't you? Look at that. Oh, that's actually, you got a good. Can you reverse it? I want to see how Ari's wrist looks when he throws that haymaker. Go back a little bit. Let's see the haymaker. Let's see how boom broke it. Like
broken wrist.
Are you pawing?
With the palm.
Are you pawing?
Yeah. It's all about that stocking slap.
Boom. Boom.
Front and side.
Boom.
Looks like he gave Billcombe a concussion.
Yeah, Billcombe's like, why is he doing this?
Okay, please stop touching me. I'm emailing.
I'm
going to
let him do this
because
I want to be on. This is not happening.
Oh, and then he just starts throwing keys.
God, it's like a lady riot.
Did
like
either of you guys see the
lady riot?
Rob and Rex Ryan get into a fight in a bar.
Yeah. No, for what? They still hang out at bars.
By the way, baseball. We're about to talk it, and we stop.
I mean, yeah, still have
I might come off my prediction that Aaron Judge will bottom out and hit 280 by the end of the year because now he's doing better than ever.
Let's do another bag of bets. What do we want to bet? Who's going to have a better record, Ari? Yankees, Dodgers, or Cubs? You guys want to do that?
I think Dodgers will.
I think Yankees.
Right,
you want to bet on it?
Who's you? Yeah, I'll bet you.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the record right now? Dodgers.
Cubs are right at 500. I think we're a game
down,
under 500.
Down. 38-23. Down. 39-25.
So we're right around
right
each
there.
Other.
I'm not sure the Yankees will do better.
I'm in a harder division.
You are in a hard division, sort of.
Way harder. Your team, your division sucks.
Dude, you have two teams under 500.
Ah,
we have
you
one.
Suck.
We have one at 492. You have a team at 400 and a team at 385. You have easy
but the
wins.
The top is better.
Yeah. You got two tough teams, but you got two terrible teams.
Do you want to do it or not? Are you chicken shit?
Get the bet out. Get the bag out.
Bag of bets. We should do one bag of bets a month.
It's in the drawer.
Bag of bets.
39-25.
I hate doing bag of bets, man. Tebow, when you walk into Tranny Walk, can we do that in July when I get back?
Sure.
How's Puig playing?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad, actually.
You're gone, all of you?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
How sad.
How sad.
I feel safe
with you. Are you here Tuesday?
I'll be here Tuesday.
Okay, so you're fine.
Oh, see how worried I got? I'm gone all of June, too.
234. What happened to that motherfucker? He was the future. 234. A 309 on-base percentage.
But he's hitting he's not even hitting.
No, he's not.
He cannot hit curveball.
He's going to hit.
You want me to give it the old shimmy sham shim sham?
Yeah, shimmy sham shim sham, dude.
I never picked one out.
I trust
you. I want a neutral party.
What are you neutral? I haven't even looked inside
here. Oh, man, Matt Kemp is having a better season than fuck.
Yeah.
That's who you traded for?
Yeah,
Sam,
how's
this one
early,
for?
Dude.
Whatever the one I got in my hand, is that good?
No.
I'm cool with that.
I want another one.
You want no? Okay, this one what we would have done, but we're not going to take that.
Okay.
No, let's look at it.
It's like, wait, let's see, you what burn it is. A card.
We're not taking
it. I'm open.
No, you burn a card. It's like burning a card.
Open it. Let's see what it is.
No, we'll read the actual one, then we'll read this one before that.
How about this, Sam? You want this one?
Sure, dude.
So here's the card that we burned.
Here's what we did not take.
I love this.
Why did you do this in sticky paper? Yoga.
You have to take a one-hour yoga class after taking 2 hours after taking Viagra.
Nice. Not it's not going to happen.
I wish I would have done that!
You can handle that.
You mean that's just Sam at
Sam's
a yoga
like,
class?
Yeah, it just means at a yoga class.
That's just Sam at a yoga class.
Oh, this is the one that'll be most damaging for Sam. No phone, 24
There's
hours.
There's so many rules that we would have to do with that.
No phone, 24 hours. We can do it. How about this?
That includes iPad minis.
iPad, all of it.
I'll hold the phone.
He'll hold the phone. No iPad.
You have to turn your phone off and give it to Johnny for 24 hours.
The day the season ends, starting the next day.
And it has to be over a Tuesday.
Oh, because while we're here.
Yeah, let's take advantage of one of you two bozos not looking at your phone for 2 hours.
Okay, either the Tuesday after the season, or if you want, we could also do the Tuesday as soon as one team clinches. The better record.
Okay.
Wait.
I'm down with that.
So this is end of the season regular season record.
Hold on. But is that as bad for him as it is for me?
Does include postseason. He's right. That's an easy thing.
I think you should pull another one
just for you. No, man. Bag of bets, bro.
Okay, I'm in.
Lots of bets. It'll be harder for me.
I'm in.
But that does.
Hold on.
24 hours.
All the bets are harder for you because you're a shirker. But for the rest of us, they're way easier.
All right, I will give you. You're the best at doing it. I will give you that.
Where are the snap pops? It's not on me. It's not on me.
Snap pops is on me. I'll get some before you're gone.
Next week is the last week. Joey Diaz will be in the studio next week.
Oh, we'll have him throw some snap pops.
Listen, cocksucker, you get snap pops on me, that's the end of you. End of days, cocksucker.
All right, no phone 24 hours. So as soon as I'll give loser's choice. You can either do it the Tuesday after they clinch or the Tuesday after the end of the regular season. No phone 24 hours.
Yep.
I mean, and that affects you, too. You know, text messages, all that sort of
shit.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
But, I mean, you're definitely more used to going off the grid than Sam, who is currently on his phone right now.
Currently on his phone, yeah. Immediately replying to somebody. Not even like,
I might not be able to be on my phone in 9 months, bro.
I'm feeling it.
Stay hot, bro.
Baseball! Let's take a look at
this. Did you put that back in?
Well, you got to make it even worse.
I put it back in.
Oh, yeah, we got to make it worse. We got to make it 3 days.
Yep.
3 days?
3 days is tough.
No,
one day I could do no problem. 3 days is tough.
3 days is an actual real thing.
3 days is three days is rough.
No, 3 days is too long.
Hey, man, tell me to email you.
3 days. That's solid. That's like solid. And you have to tell people. You have to leave an away message pretty much on your shit saying, hey, I'm not going to be able to get back to you soon. Yeah, 3 days. We good?
Put it for a year. You have to destroy your cell phone.
For a year.
Do we have any new bag of bets that fans thought of or anything that we haven't put in here yet?
We put some in there in your absence. But, you know, as always, if you just tweet them at us or at PunchDrunk and hashtag it bag of bets, that's kind of where we've been going through the hashtags and looking those and adding new ones in. So
go to the hashtag right now, bag of bets. Is it bag of bets or bag of bets? Probably both.
Bag of bets, I believe, is what it is.
Yeah, we don't do that shortening stuff. And by the way, it's Little Wayne.
Little Wayne?
Yeah.
Little?
No, it's Little. Little Wayne.
Hello, I'm Little Wayne. Hello.
It's Little Wayne.
No, not with us. We're good white people.
Yeah.
Little Wayne.
I mean, it's just, or it's like 50 cents change.
I want the Falcons to win. Okay, nah. Don't you have a bag?
Ari.
Wait, back up. Don't you have a bag of bets to pay off? One more? One or two more?
Who?
Stop. Your facial. Don't you have a bag of bets? Jay has to pay one. Yeah.
He does have to pay his.
Jay, and I have to pay.
I was talking to him about it.
And I
got to
pay Luis Gomez's. What was Luis Gomez's?
You owe one to him?
I think so, with the Boston Brontosauruses.
Wow, what's...
Oh, what was it? So, hey, guys, if you know what it is, let us know. No, this is Jay Gomez. We've got to look it up.
See if you can find that Robin Rex Ryan fight for Ari, too. Because it's so classic, those two yahoos at a bar where it looks like something would go down with them, where you're like, oh yeah, that I imagine that's just like every fucking time these two bozos are at a bar. They're having a jolly old time.
Which one are they? Which one are they?
On the singing. Right.
This guy's singing. This guy's singing.
There's the gray hair?
Yeah, in the baseball
jersey. Can you imagine just being fucking...
Oh. Yeah, but it looks like he throws his drink on him. Robin Rex. See, there we go. Now he pushes him.
And why'd you move the phone?
Can you imagine those people are just fucking being filmed the whole time they're on? Oh,
everywhere they go, whatever they do. They're saying it looks like he poured his drink on him, but it's like, who knows what these guys said or did.
Yeah.
But that just looks like the Ryan brothers out at, that's what they are. That's who they are.
They're trash. They're trash.
Not even that they're trash. They're just big fucking football guys that grew up in football lives.
It's just a little punch to the face. It wasn't a hard punch. It was like a
It's like you're hanging out with a bunch of...
It goes more. It gets crazier.
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
There's another angle of it. We'll find it, but... You know, it's like you hang out with a bunch of...
Why are people just filming them before they even start fighting? They're just filming them just sitting there eating. It's so fucking awful to be a celebrity.
Really is scary.
They're just being filmed. And they weren't even doing anything.
We find Katy Perry about being Katy Perry.
They might have been filming that guy singing. I don't know.
It's sort of.
Because they kept moving it over to the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, go to that
That's
one.
That's a good argument. But
What's Katy Perry doing?
Katy Perry, listen to her. She's just fucking weird, dude. Like, she's just going through weird-ass shit.
We're not
going
to have audio.
I can bring it over there.
Oh.
Didn't she, does she have a problem with being woke now? That's what Aaron
she worships Satan.
I hate her hair short.
It's not great. She's got the Cyrus.
She's so hot, dude.
You love bald heads.
She's got the Cyrus virus. Yeah, you really do, Sam.
I just love
Sam just likes bald dudes.
I do.
Yeah, make sure to get the Metro PCS on there, idiot. Dumb fucking idiot.
You have a sound.
Yeah, but louder.
Yeah.
Or.
Okay, good.
And it's hard because I'm ashamed.
Oh.
Wait, who's that? One of us?
Of course.
Who said was that in the video?
We're talking to Catherine. She's sitting back.
Oh, it was in the video.
Listen to what's being said.
It's hard because I feel ashamed that I would even, like, have those thoughts, you know? I'd feel that low or that depressed, but...
Then if you didn't get them out, you could act them out. We don't want that.
No.
We don't want that. So it's good that you got them out.
Yeah, and I wrote that song by the grace of God because,
she talks about...
I do believe in something much bigger than me, and I call that God for me. I was telling everyone last night in the live stream that...
I'd hit it so hard. I mean, her tears get me hard.
That, like, I just learned
how to... It's weird to have somebody cry with purple lipstick on.
Yeah, and purple eyeshadow.
Like,
because I was like...
Is she with her therapist?
I thought it was like, you know...
Too intimate.
Too intimate, like a sexual thing.
Yeah, of course.
Or, you know?
Yes, yes.
Like a hug is a sexual thing.
That's
someone's
right.
going to feel
what
like
is she even talking about?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that that's not everybody's intention.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's just a hug.
She talks about how she doesn't want to be Katy Perry anymore. She wants to go back to her old person.
Not sing and stuff?
Yeah.
Who's her old person? Her name's not Katy Perry?
No, it's like Kathleen.
Catherine.
Wyget or some shit like that.
And she's saying she's not Katy anymore. Now she's Catherine.
Yeah.
Oh. That's fine. Billy Burr changed to Bill Burr. That's okay.
I mean, it happens.
No. First of all, she's live streaming this?
I changed my name to Ari Shaffir.
Yeah, who live streams their therapy session?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Anyone who is like... Yeah, live streaming yourself breaking down. Instead of stopping it and going, oh, fuck, hey, I'm about to cry. Let me stop this.
Yeah, it's just
It's like reveling in the crying.
Hang on. I'm almost crying. Okay, action. Yeah, man, things are bad.
I know we disagree on the whole fucking Kathy Griffin thing, but that fucking
press. I think she's fine to do that.
No, I think she's fine. I think she could turn into a fucking fleshlight for all I give a shit.
Yeah.
But don't go up there and acting like, oh, we should all be running to defend you under the fucking tent of comedy.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Eat a Carolina Reaper pepper live on air and you can't have a drink the whole show.
That's bad. No. That's like getting maced.
I know, but you don't need to have the drink thing. It's already bad enough. You can be downing drinks the whole time. So we were on Legion of Skanks, and Lewis and Jay wanted everyone to put Icy Hot on their balls. And then we were like, I don't know. Me and Sal Volcano were there too. And Dave Smith was like, I don't know. And then Jay's like, let's just go. Let's start. And he put it on there. And as soon as he started, you could see Lewis going, oh, there's a double cross here. And so he was just like, no, none of us are doing that, Jay. It's just you. And it burned real bad. He had to pour milk on his balls. and that was fun.
He thought, I pour milk on my balls every day. That's why I got. Yeah, he thought, I got them milky him ass doing balls, it was, bitch.
Yeah. He thought him doing it would make us all do it, but then Lewis is like, oh, I was definitely going to do it until now I realize a way better thing is just
yeah,
to have you do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You got right in on that. That's a no-brainer right there.
Yeah. So we didn't have any like old ones that we saw. Like,
no, you definitely owe one. You definitely owe one.
No, we didn't have any old ones. I owe one what?
You owe one for Luis Gomez.
Yeah, I know. I don't. We got to figure out what it is. We'll figure it out later. No, go down. Go down.
I went all the way to January.
Oh, really? And none? How about
eat
bag?
Dog food out of your mouth? People just think we're assholes.
Yeah, you got to hashtag bag of beds.
Oh, we have to hold hands the whole episode.
No, not you.
That's funny, dude.
What is it? What is it?
You got to hold hands the whole episode.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a funny one.
But that's
wait.
Lose.
How do you, that's just both lose. So that's a three-way bet.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be like, you guys make a bag of beds. It's like loser asshole team's hand.
It would be the worst to hold Ari because you know he'd keep trying to get you to tuck
because you know he's fucking.
It's
not even that. It's because he's been in fucking Thailand wiping his ass with his bare hand like a fucking ape.
Watch cat porn for an hour while podcasting? That's not that bad.
That's what Sam does already during the fucking
show. That's not a bad one. Have to watch fucking shit porn for an hour?
Baggy sweats with strap on underneath so you can visibly see erection and go to the toy store.
Oh, my God.
You must look at the crotches of people in the store or locker room until they see you. You must look at the crotches of people.
That's really bad.
One, but then we're dealing with fucking
jail. You might get arrested.
Not toy store. I would go into somewhere else other than toy store.
Yeah.
You don't want to involve
Victoria's
children.
Secrets?
Yeah. No.
Can I go to Victoria's Secrets?
Yeah, because toy stores where all the bad
Victoria's
kids
Secrets
are.
No, he's saying strap on. You're not going to keep up.
I said orphanage.
No. Why you got to go weird with that? Why is he got
to
go
loser
more?
Has
because
to
the toy store is all the bad kids. Orphanage.
Sam would never do that one.
Loser has to attempt to deep throat a dildo. Like, really make an effort to get it into your fucking
right in front of kids.
No, shut up,
T-Bone. Right in front of kids. Let's find a local child. We'll say we're big brothers, and then we'll have him do this.
I don't want to film me fucking deep-throated.
Yeah, you always have this problem. Like, your whole life is associated with porn, but then you're like, I can't have a picture out there, or I'm not going to get
what
a fucking
picture?
CBS sitcom.
What picture?
Swallowing farts.
Yeah, you would not wouldn't let us film it, though.
You're always a bit, a picture you're going to get, I'm not going to get this thing. Just commit to the character you have.
Okay, every time
every time Tripoli says real quick, someone gets to fuck him in the ass.
Oh, that one's great.
That's a nice one.
That's a lot of dick in your ass.
Yeah, all the crazy things Ari's done, nothing has halted his career. Be more like Ari.
Be like Ari. Blah.
New bag of batchy.
It's just an old Jew with bananas in front of
his
dick.
That's such a great picture.
Old Jew, that's what's his face.
That kind of turns me on.
I get it.
Yeah, some of these are good.
You guys are retards. Beat off while watching gay porn.
You mean watch gay porn? No problem.
I mean watch gay porn and then come to it.
How about this?
That's tough. I'd have to really starve myself.
Really.
How about this?
Get it hard.
During a regular show, one of us has to watch gay porn with headphones on.
Yeah.
And then occasionally you guys got to go give us an update and we have to tell you what's going on.
I like that.
I like that. That's
put
good.
That in. Can someone write that?
That's good.
I don't
good.
Think you need a bag of bets on that.
We could just do that this weekend.
Yeah.
And not even make it a bag of bets. You know what I mean? Like just like a couple of pals.
Smash nine creams with your bum. Okay, that's
who's that,
funny.
Skippy Simon on the
that's
bottom?
Nine Cadbury cream eggs up his butt. Nine.
Why?
I don't want to even show him up
that's
your butt.
That's no yolk.
Maybe you got to smash them?
I'm just wondering how he got him in without smashing them going in. That's a fucking real smooth asshole this Skippy Simon character has. Yeah. My buddy owns a battery factory. You get all the batteries you want. Dude, we're going to Vegas one time for one of Sam's shows, and I'm in the car with Skippy. And
can you go back? I want to read that guy's tweet that had nothing to do with this. Go back, I guess.
On our way to Vegas, he goes, hey, if you want
to
go.
Going to work. It's Yay Poppy. His Twitter handle is FV, so fuck widow winner. But FVCK. Going to work today off the strength of picking up all my bets. Exclamation point. Cash, 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 money bag, cash, money bag, cash. New England, they came for they bag.
Yep.
Came for they for the bag. New England came they for the bag.
What do you think the work is that he's going to do? What do you think?
Going to work? I don't know, man. Cash, 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 money back, cash, money back, cash.
Probably a lawyer.
Probably a lawyer.
Or
yeah.
Dog
look
walker.
At his watch and his, like, he just wants you to see his watch and his profile photo.
Yeah. Which a winner.
Bag of bets. No shaving and
look
no beard
for a year.
It's like that's not his car.
No, but that's such a lame picture.
Uh-huh. Solid gold Lamborghini.
Ferrari,
yep.
Go down. Keep going down.
I like that guy. Every time Tripoli says real quick, someone gets to fuck him in the ass. What a good bag of bets.
That's a horrible bag of bets.
And that means if I lose, somebody gets to fuck you in the ass.
The one that I do get a lot, I always get on my thing, is that it's a drinking game, is if Tripoli says, I respect that, or real quick, you have to take a shot of something.
I respect that real quick.
Boom, that's double down. Now you got to double down.
Okay, so what else is, did we add any of that? Did anyone write these down? There was a couple good ones. What did we like?
Yeah, we got them.
No, I didn't write anything down.
Did you write
down? Lose your phone for a month.
Okay, but there was another one.
And then
one.
There was, what was the other
no,
one
No, not
just
lose
did?
It for a
oh,
month.
Oh, watch the gay porn
we
give
just
updates.
Said gay porn
watch the porn
what?
Give
in
updates.
Studio. Write them down.
Pepper. What am I, your fucking secretary? You write them down.
You're the only one with paper, though.
Take notes.
You can give one of us paper.
How about this? 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 You watch the gay porn give updates. An hour into the show, you got to go to the bathroom with that laptop and jerk off until you come watching it. Scout's honor. You can't watch anything else.
Okay.
Jerk off till you come. What, not closing your eyes. Eyes open. You're not gonna. Nobody's going to do it in front of you.
We can monitor it here, what they're watching, so they can't change the header.
How?
Form.
That's good. Yeah. Have it like updated in here while you're watching.
Why?
From there. Perfect.
Why?
Perfect.
All right. What else?
And it should have to be a loud cum noise.
Sam would just, like, bring something.
So we all know
I feel
it.
Like you would bring, like... He would sneak another phone in his asshole or something and be peeking with that.
That's Watch Gay Porn Live and Come during the show. You can add make loud gay noises to it if you like.
Ari's nails are
Did
so pretty, Pete.
The one that was kind of good? Cranberry eggs?
Pepper.
I'll eat the pepper.
Are you trying to scratch them off, or did she only paint a few nails?
She only painted five total, two and three.
Very
Who's
interesting.
She?
Yeah, let us know who you fucked the other night. Who painted your nails?
Oh,
since we just threw everyone's dirt under the table earlier. I was so uncomfortable. I was like, why are we telling everybody that?
Who do we throw under?
Esther, my dear friend. Love her.
I love Esther. She's great.
I don't think she wants people to know. Who
no,
she
loves it because then she can complain. Her fucking, she feeds off drama, so... Anytime you say something about her, she gets like, I can't believe it. And then that's she's
I
like
Esther.
Success.
I think she's a wonderful person.
She's a fucking virus. Let's move on.
Oh, okay.
Virus.
Okay. I remember when, I don't want to talk about.
What?
But like,
I don't know if I could even do that.
Yes, don't. Stop.
No,
don't talk about too much Esther bashing.
You know why I don't talk about people on the show? Because we have people who listen who run to these guys and fucking tweet them. It
yeah,
is unbelievable.
You complained about
this,
how people
this hot pepper,
about
this
him.
Reaper pepper. You want to do that one?
Yeah.
Eat the hot
I'm
pepper.
I'm saying maybe just eat some of it.
Eat some of it. That's
maybe
the hot
shove
pepper
that
the
up your ass.
You eat a whole one. You eat a whole one. You go to the hospital.
You go to the hospital.
I'm not pussing out of anything. I'm just saying, like, we take a good bite out of one of those peppers. It's a real shutter downer.
Let's see this little kid doing it. 12-year-old doing it.
Oh, I hope this kid dies. Please die, 12-year-old.
Man, there's a lot of kid hate today.
What's wrong with you?
It's on the internet. It's good for ratings.
You don't want him to die.
I don't know. I've never met him.
This is an unnecessarily long video.
I want him to die. Trying this shit.
15-minute video.
Let's start it from the very beginning.
Look at the Reaper.
I like the Reaper. Fine.
Oh, is that the pepper that they're going to eat? It looks like a rose or a flower.
This doesn't need to be 15 minutes. Whoa, they ate the whole thing, guys, so you guys can't.
But wait, okay. Well, yeah, and then let's see what happens. They both have meaningless 2/3 glasses of milk next to them. Soon we will find out how meaningless.
Oh, dad's losing it first.
Dad's starting to feel,
and
he's
the kids.
Dad's about to die.
What did they do for 7 minutes before they bit into that pepper? I'm
like,
so mad at whoever shot.
Oh, he's hiccuping.
That's how everybody feels when they look at your asshole
no
for
shit,
the first time,
right, Manny?
That's Ari. That's what? How everybody feels when they look at your asshole for the first time, right there.
Yeah, when they start dying,
like,
they get pale. Their eyes water.
I'm dying.
Wow. What do they say? He's
Why
hiccuping.
Why is the son fine?
Was it just those two?
Look at the son trying to act like he's fine, but he's starting to cry.
He's looking at that. Get that ice cream, bro.
I mean, the kid seems to be doing all right, which kind of is encouraging
to me. Why isn't the dad taking milk? Are they not allowed to? Is that what the seven minutes leading up to it were explaining?
Like, no homo.
I think the first 7 minutes was...
He's got the indigestion Sam had during the show. Those hiccups.
Did you see Kevin Durant drink his beer? He's trying to act like a bad guy, drinking his beer, and he immediately spit it right out.
You guys, yeah, honestly, they're barely reacting, and I think you could eat 10
go forward,
of them.
Go forward.
I mean, go forward a lot. 10. Oh, don't worry. There's still 90 minutes left in this thing.
Go to the black guy almost dies eating ghost pepper. Go to that
you
one.
You guys, they're fine.
No.
I don't like
it's
this
right
bag
down
of
there.
Take
it's on
it
the corner.
Out. Take the, there you go. Take yeah, the pepper that. Out.
Ghost pepper. I wish we... Oh, it's a fucking... It's a Raider fan. Oh, he spit. He took it. Here, go back.
He just likes attention, though.
Big punch. Just ate it.
I don't believe it. I'm going to eat one for dinner tonight and come tell sauce? You about it at the show.
Big pun. The guy from Saturday Night Live just ate it. Here we go.
He dipped it in hot
he
sauce.
It in hot sauce.
That's hilarious.
Man, I mean, that probably cooled it off. He didn't even eat the whole thing.
Oh,
what's
good.
The Febreze for?
Dude, Big Pun's
fart?
About to die.
Febreze
Big
Pun's
about to die.
Puts it out.
You're supposed in your to, mouth?
No, in your eyes. You
by the way, that's
Febreze
the difference between white entertainment and black entertainment. The dad and the kid. Oh, yeah. This is unenjoyable.
He's like, we're out of water.
Black guy's like, God damn!
Yeah.
They show the water, they're out of water and Sprite.
You know they're out of Kool-Aid.
he thought
I was going to be high. Straight up pure racist joke.
What else we got? T-shirts, caveman coffees, promo go cup, punch drunk. What else we got? Patreon.
BetTSI. Use the code punch drunk.
We did that.
Amazon, go to punchdrunksports.com.
Eat a Carolina Reaper pepper. That's what we're doing.
Yep.
Not a habanero, which is still fucking hot as
no,
shit.
No, we're going hard
you guys,
in pain.
Those videos are
hey,
boring. I think it's not
Johnny.
A good bet. I'm going to eat one tonight.
You mean the last 15 minutes of the show?
I'm going to eat one of those tonight at the show while I'm selling tickets to
yeah,
prove a point.
Yeah, do it.
Like
how long
until
the website's done?
I don't like it. Don't put it in there.
Okay. So about what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
My prediction, the over.
Oh, shit. Shit.
Right.
Are they going to have that bag of bets thing, the widget on there?
Did you write down? Okay. So here, needs
Carolina
to keep
Reaper
a record. Hey, on your computer, can you keep down record of bag of bets? So I would usually Tebow does, but apparently I can't ask him to do that. So could you go on and find a notes and put the bag of bets that we had? That we I just
we
made
just put
ours.
Them all in there.
No, I mean
yeah,
the one we just
ask?
Made.
The one we just met. Yankees.
So when we go back to look at what it was, we'll have it right there.
Yeah.
Loser has to actually
again,
accidentally touch
record.
Taints without getting punched.
It's final regular season record, correct?
I accidentally touched Taints.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And
you meant Taint, right? Yeah.
This is no phone for 24 hours, correct?
Hold on, dude. Is Gold. Go to Goldie on TV. Is that what I think it is?
What?
That's not Goldberg, is it?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Click it.
Yeah,
click
so
what they're
Mike
saying.
Goldberg's going to there.
Go to Goldie on TV.
Yeah, I am.
Mike Goldberg. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Bellator, I knew they'd do it. Good for Goldie.
Well, I'm happy for him.
Good for Mike Goldberg.
Yeah, why should he fucking take a firing and not try to
I'm
go
happy.
Do more
total
work?
Bullshit that they got rid of it. All right, wrap it up. Look who's a saggy diaper over here.
It's Aaron.
We got a minute to go, Aaron.
Oh, that was fast.
We got a minute.
Fuck you. Fuck.
Aaron got saggy today. Some saggy diapers. Goddamn softball team running a softball league, and all of a sudden he's acting like he's a fucking commissioner.
Yeah.
Go Kovalev. Go to
good fight.
Go to Punch Drunk. I mean, go to BetTSI. Throw that 10 free bucks on Kovalev. Split decision. That's what I think. Kovalev
how
Moore.
You like me now, Ohio? Come see me at the Funny Stop.
Do we do laughable on this or no?
Talk about laughable.
Laughable. You want to use a podcast app on the iPhone. Laughable. It's free. It's fucking
yeah,
great
we were
podcast
top 10.
App. Yeah, we're top 10 in there in the Laughable app.
And you're top 2. Get it. I get it. You're
who's number one?
Rogan.
Probably Rogan.
Hell yes. I'll be two to that.
That's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You're the best.
Oh, I got a pee now. It's fighting
anyways.
I'll be 10
to that. Sports. Okay. Where winners win.